world of difference to your child and you. To learn the signs, go to AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. Oh, yeah, you need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. If you want a toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much stuff to talk about. And it's going to be an interesting ride this morning. Yes, indeed. Some amazing news breaking stuff on Eye on the Lou. You don't want to miss Eye on the Lou today We're going to be making news this morning on Eye on the Lou at 7 o'clock. You do not want to miss that. And justice for Reggie, we have some wonderful information coming up about a wonderful event that's coming up and coming to the city of St. Louis. You don't want to miss that. Oh, my goodness, it's going to be an amazing day here on the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. And best of wishes to all of the citizens that are getting on the bus right now down there at the 420's headquarters, headed up to Jefferson City to sit in on the Department of Education meeting this morning. Good luck, be safe, and raise hell when you get there. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
The 2005 Tony Award and the Pulitzer Prize.
Received universal raves.
And became the biggest sensation Broadway has seen in years.
That play is Doubt, John Patrick Shanley's electrifying drama.
And now, in a very rare event, a smash hit play arrives here with its original Tony-winning star, the incomparable Cherry Jones.
The New York Times raves, Doubt is the stuff of great art.
Entertainment Weekly gives it an A, cheering this is a breathtaking play and Cherry Jones is divine.
And the Washington Post calls Doubt a provocative drama that resonates profoundly with audiences.
Don't miss this truly rare chance to experience director Doug Hughes' powerhouse production of the play that has theatergoers buzzing long after the curtain falls.
With Cherry Jones, the star who is making theatrical history in the role of a lifetime.
The most talked about play of the year, Doubt.
Call for tickets today.
Coming to the Fox Theater February 20th through 25th. On sale now at the Fox and through Metrotix. Presented by the Repertory Theater of St. Louis.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
Be in the know as you're on the go with Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. If you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get up. Oh, yes. Get to me. We have much, 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 much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. 920 WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Boy George has backed off. Backed off of the claim that there were weapons from Iran killing American soldiers in Iraq, and they were being used on orders from top Iranian leaders. Why would he say that? Oh, yeah, he would say that because he's trying to get us into another occupation and illegal war. Huh. Here's the question that was asked at a press conference. Critics say that you are using the same quality of intelligence about Rand that you used to make the case for war in Iraq, specifically about WMDs that turned out to be wrong, and that you're doing that to make a case for war against Iran. Is that the case? Now you can see the poor little wheels and poor little boy George's head turning. Lord, what do I say? What do I say? What do I say? What do I say? I can say with certainty that the Quds Force, a part of the Iranian government, has provided these sophisticated IEDs that have harmed our troops. And I'd like to repeat, I don't know whether or not the Quds Force was ordered from the top echelons of government. But my point is, what's worse, them ordering it and it happening, or them not ordering it and it's happening? Huh? Huh? What's worse, them ordering it and happening, or them not ordering it and it's happening? That is one of those calculated efforts to muddy the truth of what is going on. He didn't say, I don't know, which should be the most frequent phrase in his vocabulary. He didn't say, I don't know. He didn't say, no, they're not. We have no information. We're not trying to start a war with Iran. But he muddies up the question by saying, my point is what's worse, them ordering it and it happening, or them not ordering it and it's happening? Huh? This is a world environment that we live in. We need to be clear. No, they're not doing it. And it means something that they're not. So he goes on from saying, what's worse? Huh? What's worse? Them ordering it and it happening, or them not ordering it and it's happening? And so we will continue to protect our troops. Our strategy is comprehensive in order to resolve problems that will affect our own peace and peace in the world. The biggest problem I see is the Iranians' desire to have a nuclear weapon. See how he segued into that? See how he segued into that? That boy said, you know what? I started this gig lying about weapons of mass destruction, and I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with it. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Okay, now these are questions from British folks. They're not questions from American folks. Question. I want to follow up on Iran one more time. The reporter, want me to translate that line? Let me translate the line from the reporter that says, I want to follow up on Iran one more time. You didn't answer my dang question, and I'm coming at you again. So let me say it this way. Are you saying today that you do not know if senior members of the Iranian government are in fact behind these explosives? Because that contradicts what U.S. officials said in Baghdad on Sunday. They said the highest levels of the Iranian government were behind this. It also seems to square. Americans don't talk like that. It also seems to square with what General Pace has been saying, but contradicts what your own press secretary said yesterday. Bush, I can't say it more plainly. There are weapons in Iraq that are harming U.S. troops because of the Quds Force. As you know, I hope, the Quds Force is part of the Iranian government. Whether the Prime Minister ordered the Quds Force to do this, I don't think we know. But we do know that they are there. But given some of those contradictions, Mr. President, there's no contradictions that the weapons are there and they were provided by the Quds Force. Then I love this question. What assurances can you give the American people that the intelligence this time will be accurate? Ouch. Ooh, baby. You didn't have to hit me that hard. Ouch. What assurances can you give the American people that the intelligence this time will be accurate? Dang. Whew. We know they're there. Have you heard that before? We know that they're provided by the Quds Force. Have we heard that before? We know the Quds Force is part of the Iranian government. And I'm reading this quote correctly, and the reason I'm stumbling over it is because it is nonsensical. So forgive me if I stumble over this sentence, this quote from Boy George. I don't think we need who picked up the phone and said to the Quds Force, go do this. But we know that it's a vital part of the Iranian government. Okay, see how we've moved back into this accusation thing? Now he's saying it's a vital part of the Iranian government. Now he's saying we don't need to know. Yeah, we do, because you said it came from the highest levels. Wait a minute. You're telling me that there aren't low-level colonels that can order troops to do stuff that the generals didn't know about? Do you know everything that the colonels are ordering the troops to do? Do you know everything that the lieutenants are ordering the troops to do? Do you know everything? Well, if that's the case, then you knew what was going on in Abu Ghraib, right? Simply because you have part of a military that you say has done something illegal, it goes all the way up to you? You directed them to do that? Oh, I don't think so. You have to have a whole lot of evidence. Yeah, we need to know if the highest levels of the Iranian government are behind this, or whether first of all, we need to know what this is. First, we need to know whether this ever happened. I don't believe that it happened, because they lied and screwed it up before. Let me retract the word screwed it up, because that suggests that they didn't know what they were doing. This was intentional. It wasn't a screw up. It is argued that it's a screw up in retrospect. But there were intentional acts engaged in by this government to make certain that we got into Iraq and we got their oil. And they lied about the weapons of mass destruction to get us to do that. And they lied about Saddam Hussein. My job, said Boy George, is to protect our troops. While you're doing a bang-up job, Georgie boy. You're doing a bang-up job. They've got no flapjacks, jackets. They've got no armor on the tanks. You're taking away their VA benefits when they get back. You ain't paying them crap while they're there. You're doing a bang-up job. And when we find devices that are in that country that are hurting our troops, we're going to do something about it, pure and simple. Does this mean that you're trying to have a pretext for war? No. It means I'm trying to protect our troops. That's what it means. That's what the families of our soldiers expect from the commander-in-chief and those responsible for our troops on the ground. And we'll continue to do so. My name is Liz Brown. Breaking news on Eye on the Lou. Breaking news on Eye on the Lou in the next hour. Shout out to those on the bus who are getting on the bus right now, headed up to Jefferson City to handle St. Louis Public Schools business. It's cold out there. Wrap it up. We'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Let's take a look at your traffic this morning. Illinois 15 westbound at Our Lady of Snow Shrine. There's a report of an accident, so use caution around that area. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill through 255, 270 at Exchange. Look for traffic to be building there. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge is moving well, but it's starting to build up. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That ramp is looking good at this hour. Southbound 270 between Big Bend and 44. Look for that accident to have been cleared. That was in the two right lanes at 44, but expect some delays this morning. Eastbound 70 from 94 through 5th Street. Look for an accident to have been cleared. That's east of 94. You still may see some sluggish traffic there. Northbound 270 from 44 through Big Bend. Look for no delays at this hour, but it's starting to build up. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for some delays there. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road. Look for some slowdowns. Northbound 270 at the 44 interchange is looking good this hour. Northbound 270 at the 70 interchange, look for some slowdowns as you get into two right lanes to exit onto 70, and northbound 55 is moving well through Arsenal at this hour. That is a look at your traffic for this 6:30 edition. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Mostly cloudy today, high in the lower 20s this evening, partly cloudy with a low around 10. Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-30s. Friday evening, 40% chance of snow late throughout the evening with a low in the lower 30s. And on Saturday, 40% chance of snow will continue. Cloudy conditions with a high only in the mid-30s. Currently, we have 8 degrees at the studios of AM 920 WGNU. Lambert Field is reporting 8 degrees as well. The wind chill makes it minus 3. So bundle up if you're headed out to the bus stop or if you're headed out to work this morning. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, more of the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next, Riveting Radio, right here with Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you're balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost, no obligation. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832.
Hi, I'm Karen Stewart. I'm sure you've asked yourself these questions before. What are the secrets to creating wealth? What are the four obstacles to building wealth? How do I build my financial house? How do I reduce my current year taxes? How do I best protect my assets? Get the answers to these questions and more on Strategies for Building Wealth every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on WGNU, where we teach you how to work your money smarter, not harder.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month, and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You don't want to miss next hour. You really don't. Breaking news on I Am the Lou. Go grab your babies. It's cold out there anyway. Just huddle down in front of the radio. Make you warm with all this new news. Breaking news. What do we call it? We call it riveting radio. Oh, yeah. You don't want to miss the next hour. Lots of breaking news. One story in particular. Oh, that's how we roll on the Wake Up Call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. Oh, yeah, you need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. It was supposed to be showtime at the Apollo yesterday. Showtime at the Apollo. We'll talk about a little Scooter Libby tap dancing show with his partner, Dick Cheney. I guess shooting him in the chest and the heart throughout their dance routine. You see, Scooter Libby, of course, is testifying about or is on trial for whether he lied. What are the odds of someone in the Bush administration lying? What are the odds? Scooter Libby's on trial for lying to a grand jury investigation about Valerie Plame. We were told that Scooter Libby was going to testify. We were told that Dick Cheney was going to come in and snarling and back him up. We were told that. Promises were made. Oh, yeah. Popcorn was popped. Anticipation had grown. We're going to see Dick Cheney get on the stand. I mean, that just that in and of itself would probably cause the time to stop for Dick Cheney to snarl into the microphone with his right hand raised and the other on a Bible and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and the nothing but the truth. Time would stop and he probably would implode in front of our very eyes because of the impossibility of such a thing. Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The truth ain't in ya. Let me say it again. The truth ain't in ya. Scooter Libby and Dick Cheney were supposed to testify. Now, as a former defense attorney, I know that any client of mine who chooses not to testify does it for a number of reasons, and they are constitutionally protected in their decision not to get on the stand and testify. But nothing is to be made of that. Excuse me. Nothing is to be made of that in a court of law. The jury can draw no inference, no meaning, no nothing from the fact that the defendant chooses not to testify. However, most of my clients are choosing not to testify because they have critical issues that keep them from doing that. Some of them have criminal records, and the jury would not hear about their criminal records but for their testimony. That's a reason not to testify, irrespective of your guilt or innocence. Some people are no good on the stand. because they cannot project. They look like they're not telling the truth even when they are telling the truth, and the jury would interpret it as you're lying even though you're telling the truth. So there's a concern about just the physical ability of an individual to appear to be telling the truth in front of 12 strangers who are going to judge you on those 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes that you spend on the stand or longer. And we all know that there are people out there like that. I imagine that there are times during your childhood where you're parents said, accused you of doing something, you didn't do it, but you acted guilty anyway. Because you had all other kinds of stuff going on in your head. Well, they didn't catch me for this one. Do they know about the other thing? And sometimes defendants don't get on the stand because they cannot have an answer. They do not have an answer for the questions that are going to be asked of them. And looking at this particular case, it's not that Scooter Libby has a prior record. We know he doesn't. We know he doesn't have a prior record that's going to come up in the course of this trial. It's going to cause people to find him guilty by virtue of the fact that he's done something like this before. Or engaged in some other criminal act. So that leaves two reasons. You think it's because he can't project the truth? I don't know. He lied pretty good to them about not knowing, about not being the leaker and not being the person and lying. I don't know. But it's a big deal when someone like Scooter Libby doesn't take the stand. That's a big deal. It really is a big deal. Granted, you can't infer anything from it in a court of law, but out here in the court of public opinion, it don't look good. It don't look good that he's not taking the stand. And it doesn't look good that the Vice President of the United States cannot, is not, will not be testifying on his behalf. Now, that could be due to a number of things as well. I mean, let me ask you, America, let me ask you, the world, all y'all out here listening to me all over the world, let me ask this question. Would it make, scratch that. If you were on trial for, and you were on trial for telling a lie, you've been accused of lying. Does it make sense? And I'm just asking this. I'm just throwing this out here, y'all. Does it make sense that you would want to bring on Dick Cheney? One of the world's most accomplished liars as your credit reference? Would you really want to do that? The man who lied about weapons of mass destruction. The man who lied about the energy meetings. The man who lied about his shooting his friend in the face and the heart. Why? You'd ask that man to get on the stand and say, no, this man's a truthful man. Believe me. What the? Huh? I don't know what they were thinking if that was their strategy that, oh, yeah, okay, we're going to have Dick Cheney come in and back you up. And tell the world you're telling the truth. Lord, if that was your case, baby, you should have pled to something. You should have pled to something. Dick Cheney was going to testify on his behalf that this man was telling the truth. And after the jury stopped laughing, they would have made their decision. By the time it took them to get up out of the jury box, walk through the door, and walk back in, and that would be guilty on all charges. It can't be a good day when Dick Cheney is testify on your behalf about telling the truth. It can't be a good day. But you know what? As funny as that may be, as amusing as that may be, and as foregone as the conclusion is, as far as I'm concerned, that this Scooter Libby will be found guilty, you got to ask yourself, after the giggles subside, you got to ask yourself, why isn't Dick Cheney testifying? I think because they know that this is going to be a guilty verdict. And you know what? I think it's also because they plan on a little thing called a presidential pardon. Dick Cheney's like, why am I going to put my behind on the line? Let them convict him. Boy George will just pardon him. And we'll be done and done with it. My name is Liz Brown. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got some more stuff to talk about. Stay with me. Place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Do you feel confident about your money? If you're not sure, then join me, David Gaines, each Thursday morning from 11 to noon as we discuss the issues that affect your money on It's Your Money, presented by Heartland Bank. We'll have insightful guests discussing the topics that affect your money. That's Thursday mornings from 11 to noon for It's Your Money on 920 WGNU.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member NASD SIPC. David Gaines, representative. Heartland Bank and Securities America are unaffiliated. Securities have no bank guarantees and are not FDIC insured and may lose value.
This is your Congressman, Lacey Clay, asking for your vote on March 6th to re-elect 26th Ward Alderman Frank Williamson. A vote for Williamson is a vote for continued progress, continued redevelopment, and safer neighborhoods. He is my choice and the right choice to continue leading the ward. Alderman Frank Williamson has earned the right to be your alderman for another 4 years. Vote to re-elect 26th Ward Alderman Frank Williamson on March 6th.
Paid for by Committee to Re-elect Frank Williamson, Thelma Williamson Treasurer.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month. And that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try. and it's growing stronger with every day that passes by.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about, so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. Yes, you need to get to me. My goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Don't forget, in the next hour, Eye on the Loo, breaking news, breaking story, breaking stuff. That's why they call it riveting radio. We're going to be breaking some news on the Wake Up Call in on Eye on the Loo in the next hour. You don't want to miss that. And I do want to remind you, please come on out on Sunday at 2:30 to the Julia Davis Library. I will be giving a speech on the St. Louis Public Schools, why we are under attack, why the St. Louis Public Schools are under attack. Please, how and why, how and why, how and why the St. Louis Public Schools are under attack. Come on out on Sunday and take a listen. We can do some back and forth questioning on Sunday at the Julia Davis Library at 2:30, and that's on Natural Bridge, the best public library. 1-877-920-WGNU, huh? Daimler Chrysler. 13,000 jobs, 4 plants, will be eliminated in North America. Daimler Chrysler said it earned $7.3 billion last year, despite a loss of nearly $1.5 billion for Chrysler. Chrysler's loss compared with a profit of just more than $2 billion in 2005. Chrysler said it would close its Newark, Delaware assembly plant, as well as a parts distribution center in Cleveland. It will eliminate one shift of workers at truck plants in Warren, Michigan, and St. Louis. How much did Fenton sell their soul with taxes to get that Chrysler plant? How much did everybody sell their soul to get that? We're talking about 1,300 jobs in St. Louis. I mean, it is amazing. 13,000 jobs and 4 plants. Should Chrysler have been allowed to merge with Daimler? Should they have? 1-877-920-WGNU. Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Okay. I can weigh in on what's happening with the auto industry. Well, it's been going on for the last 15 years. What's been happening is America has sold itself out. And it's done it by allowing foreign investors to come in. See, a lot of these foreigners, a lot of these foreign companies have been buying up American stock.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've done essentially is they bought up a lot of stock from Chrysler. And, well, of course, you see companies land people off and close the plants, but all that does is affect the bottom line. That doesn't do anything to the top line. Most of these companies that are issuing dividends to their investors, it's not because they've gotten more revenue. It's just because they've reduced their expenses.
And did you hear what I said about it being a $2 billion profit they had? And they're closing plants.
Exactly. And the Toyota, like Toyota, they know what they're doing, because now the Toyota, they're going to be the official NASCAR sponsor.
Really?
And, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The The boys in D.C., the boys and girls in D.C. have sold us out.
Wow.
They've sold us out. And you know how it is, Liz, when you the only way you can really affect the bottom line is by dealing with your variable cost, and that would be labor. So you get rid of labor, close a few plants, you reduce your operating expenses, and you show a higher dividend to your stockholders. The stockholders being the foreigners. And this is, I knew this was going to happen when they were talking about NAFTA. NAFTA was supposed to make everything better. NAFTA has made everything worse.
Who brought us NAFTA?
George Bush. I mean, Bill Clinton.
That's right. No, let's be clear. Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, he got with the good old boys, and, you know, he was a collaborator. You know, he felt like I could be a middle-of-the-road type of guy.
How'd that work out for us?
Well, look at Mexico.
There you go. Thanks.
It's going to get even worse. I'll give you another example. Look at the St. Louis Blues. The St. Louis Blues, there was one year about a year or so ago where the Blues there just wasn't any hockey at all. Okay, so what happened is a lot of these teams lost their expensive players. And the St. Louis Blues, they reduced their payroll down substantially. What does the owner do? Raise the ticket prices 8%, right? And then what happened this year, all of a sudden they noticed the seats were empty.
You think?
And then they started offering, like, free food and stuff like that. And then they decided to reduce the price again. I heard a guy talking. I was in a line somewhere. And he was like, I think it was a good deal what the owner of the Blues did. He dropped the prices. I turned around, looked at him. I said, you fool. I said, the only reason he lowered the prices again is because he didn't find any new takers.
There you go.
You know, I mean, and I'm wondering, Liz, are Americans getting it? Or do they understand that if you go into these stores, about 75% of the items that you see on the shelf are produced in China?
There you go.
Don't you think we understand that, you know, and then you look at North Korea. Now, Condi went over there and she sat down and got everything together, so she say. But come to find out, the only thing that the North Koreans wanted was some food.
That's right. And money for that.
And then you hear John Bolton, you know.
John Bolton, that
makes us look crazy.
That's right.
That,
you know? And, you know, ain't that something? John Bolton saying that people look crazy. He need to look in the mirror. I got a roll, Jeff. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Danielle.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
Daniel, good morning.
You know, Ford, you know, a lot of these car manufacturers, they come in and they say they're going to shut their doors. Then they sit down with the municipalities and they negotiate a tax break. And then 3 years down the road, they're gone.
There you go.
I wonder if we're getting any of that money back. You know what I'm saying?
You're not wondering.
Kind of corporate pimping is kind of what I call
it. Ooh, it's something else. They had $2 billion in profits, and they're closing 14 plants and laying off workers.
Now, let me tell you what Toyota's doing. Toyota's going after the North American market. And what they're doing now, they're building a big truck plant down in Texas because the good old boys down in Texas say they want their trucks made in America. What Toyota say, no problem. You guys won't come to us, we'll come to you. So right now they're down there, they got a big truck plant going up, and they're going to be probably the number one truck builder in North America.
Their trucks are prettier than ours.
Yeah, and I tell you what, they give you a better warranty on them, they're lasting longer, and they're not negotiating the prices of them.
And they're prettier.
Yeah, so I kind of think the American car industry eventually is going to be obsolete. We won't see it here.
Thanks for your call.
Have a good day.
D?
Top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
The rest of the day to you.
Thank you so much. Name in so many instances is nature. We must bury the shrew. You know, Shrewsbury is plastered all along one of our main thoroughfares. We got to take three or more people with us and tell the liquor stores and the groceries we want Reed's name either there with him or remove him. He does not represent our community.
There you go.
We got to do that. Thanks, Dr.
All right. Thank you, D. Oh, stay tuned for Eye on the Lou. It's going to be, got some breaking news that you're only going to hear on Eye on the Lou Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I
will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Allmayer. The storm is over, but the problems across the Northeast are just beginning. Roads are icy, many schools are delayed, and power is still out to thousands. It's about time it's over, though, says Weather Channel meteorologist Jeff Morrow.
Sleet, freezing rain, snow, it would go back and forth. The end result was really just a big meteorological goulash that created a big mess out on the roadways here. Fortunately, it has pretty much tapered off as we've headed through the overnight hours and on into the day here on Thursday. And hopefully, it looks like things will get better as we head toward the weekend.
He's in Andover, Massachusetts. Well, then there is the mess at the airports. Countless delayed or canceled flights. Some JetBlue passengers got on a plane to Cancun yesterday but were left on the tarmac for hours. This passenger couldn't believe it, and she says she wasn't alone.
Even the crew, the flight attendants were telling us their own supervisors weren't taking their phone calls anymore. Even the crew had been abandoned out there.
Some airports may be backlogged for days. A security crackdown in Iraq is widening. U.S. and Iraqi troops going door-to-door again today in a Sunni neighborhood in Baghdad. A House committee is hearing from the top man at the Pentagon who wants more money to fight the war.
While the House debate continues on a resolution opposing the troop surge, Speaker Nancy Pelosi pledges Congress will provide the troops being sent to Iraq with all the equipment and the up-armored Humvees that they should have.
We all, Democrats and Republicans alike, but supporting them means getting them the equipment they need, whether you agree with the mission that they are on or not.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates will explain the Pentagon's priority spending needs to a House committee today. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
Did you really say this, Tim Hardaway?
First of all, I wouldn't want him on my team. And second of all, you know, if he was on my team, I would, you know, really distance myself from him because I don't think that's right. And I don't think that, you know, he should be in a locker room.
Former NBA star on 790 The Ticket in Miami talking about a player who recently came out. ABC News.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver Package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership for 31807.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5+ nights. Valid for travel 2-1 through 7/31/07. Book by 3/4/07. Subject to availability. See Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
Now, this is certainly a sign of the times. If you want free internet service in one city, it could soon be found just about anywhere. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Right now, it's only a cyber dream, but L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is proposing free wireless internet access across Los Angeles.
Universal access to technology makes our entire
economy stronger.
The cost would be somewhere around $54 million. Smaller cities are already offering free Wi-Fi access, but none as big as L.A. Movie producer John Hughes is supporting the project.
In the underserved communities, you will have free Wi-Fi access.
The goal is to have the citywide Wi-Fi network up and running by 2009. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
You say you worry about your children doing drugs. Well, their next high could be as close as the medicine cabinet. The White House drug czar says more kids are saying no to things like pot and opting for prescription drugs like OxyContin and Vicodin, which can often be found in homes. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, police are looking for a man who broke into the home of an elderly woman. The attacker reportedly struck early Wednesday morning in the neighborhood of Argonne Forest. Police say the young adult male stole cash and jewelry from the house and then sexually assaulted the 85-year-old woman who lived there. The victim has gone through medical treatment and counseling. The suspect is still at large. A Metro East woman will be going to jail for pretending to be a soldier's wife. 39-year-old Monica Reed pleaded guilty in November to wire fraud, bank fraud, credit card fraud, aggravated identity theft, and the use of a false document. Reed had fraudulently obtained and used a military star card, which is a benefit for military members and their dependents. Reed was sentenced to more than 9 years in federal prison by a judge in East St. Louis. Finally this hour, nasal spray is a better flu vaccine for kids than shots. That's according to a St. Louis University study that compared the two methods of flu prevention. Children at several medical centers received either the traditional flu shot or the nasal spray version. The group that got the nasal spray had almost 55% fewer cases of flu than the group that received the shots. The children who did get influenza had fewer cases of pneumonia and fewer ear infections if they were vaccinated with the nasal spray. Despite the study results, the nasal spray vaccine has not caught on commercially because of the higher cost. The study appears in the New England Journal of Medicine. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight, and then again from 141 through Mason, you can expect slow traffic. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry through West Florissant, look for some delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well from the gravel pit into the landing. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for some delays. Northbound 270 at Gravelway through Big Bend, look for some slowdowns around the 44 interchange. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the Poplar Street Bridge is moving well, but it's pretty much stacked up. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road, look for some delays. Northbound 270 from Dorset to 70, look for slow traffic in the right 70 exit lanes. Westbound 270 from Canal Bridge through Chain of Rocks is looking good. Westbound 40 from McCausland through Hanley, you've got traffic building there. Northbound Route 3, that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge is a slowdown. And northbound 55 from Butler Hill through the 255-270 interchange, look for some delays there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 20s. This evening, partly cloudy, low around 10. Friday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-30s. Friday evening, a chance of snow, 40% to be exact, with a low in the lower 30s. And then on Saturday, 40% chance of snow will continue throughout that portion of the day with a high only in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 9 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 8, both under partly cloudy skies. The wind chill makes it feel like it's minus 3, so if you're headed outside, bundle up and take precautions to stay warm. That is a look at this hour's news, traffic, and weather. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Eye on the Lou with Liz Brown and Irene J. Smith on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. station in the air. Tell me, brother, stop being a sister. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, stop being sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
citizenship. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
It's time now for Eye on the Loo. Redistricting, hand-picked school board members, up-and-coming elections, recalls, battles in Jefferson City, knockdown dragouts at the Board of Aldermen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Eye on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown. I am flying solo today. I'm doing Eye on the Loo. Single here. Irene will not be joining us this morning, but that's okay. We got some information for you. We're going to try to do it. We are going to try and do it this morning. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. There is breaking news coming out of the 26th ward. We have an aldermanic race in the 26th ward. Yes, we do. Frank Williamson and Lee Willis is in the 26th ward. It's the race. His committee is called Friends for H. Lee Willis. A couple of stories coming out of that. A couple of breaking stories coming out of that. What are those stories? Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you what those stories are after the break here. But after today, we're going to have something, major change in the 26th ward with H. Lee Willis. Oh, yeah. Yes, we are. It's almost like a soap opera. There are players behind the scene. There are, what should I say? What's the word I'm looking for? What's the phrase I'm looking for? There are puppets, and there are puppet masters. They're broke down puppets, and there are the puppet masters who don't care. Oh yeah. This is a heck of a story. This is a heck of a story coming out of the 26th Ward. We also have some J. Nixon info coming at you. We also have some news from Jefferson City, the public schools coming at you. But this H. Lee Willis story and this Frank Williamson story coming out of the 26th Ward, that's the one you don't want to miss when I get back. Because this is Eye on the Lou, got our eye on the loop. My name is Liz Brown. You can stick it here. That's right. I'll be back.
Time made just for you. Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lwanga Center.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month, and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown, flying solo this morning. Irene J. Smith is not with us today. We've got some breaking news here, though. Yes, we do. Got some breaking news here coming out of the 26th Ward. It seems as I'm talking about the aldermanic race in just a few weeks, just a couple of weeks. Aldermanic race of Frank Williamson and H. Lee Willis. Let me share with you a statute. That's a law, one of the laws. One of the laws that is required when you file for office in the city of St. Louis is this. It's 115.346. Person in arrears for municipal taxes or fees shall not be candidates when Notwithstanding any other provision of the law to the contrary, no person shall be certified as a candidate for municipal office, nor shall have such person's name appear on the ballot as a candidate who shall be in arrears of any unpaid city taxes or municipal user fees on the last day to file a declaration of candidacy for the office. I have in my possession a copy of a real estate bill for H. Lee Willis. And it shows that he is owing in the amount of $381 for 2006, and in the year 2005 he owes $404, both for the same address. So, It is illegal for H. Lee Willis to be on the ballot because he owes back taxes. He hasn't paid his taxes. It's not a sin. Lots of folks are out there like that. But you can't run for office. And it has come to me, it has been told to me, it's been reported to me that the Board of Elections has called H. Lee Willis and said, you will be taken off of the ballot unless you can prove that you paid this before the filing date. And sources are saying that he didn't pay this. It wasn't paid. And that his name will be removed from the ballot. Now, there's more to this H. Lee Willis story. It has been reported to me that there is a criminal record that is attached also to H. Lee Willis. That H. Lee Willis was given probation. That H. Lee Willis was arrested for burglary and dismissed. That H. Lee Willis pled guilty to passing a bad check and was given a 1 year SIS on that. And, you know, normally to me, it depends upon a person's record, whether or not they should be allowed to run for office. But the story of H. Lee Willis is one that is, as I said a little bit earlier, there are puppets and there are puppet masters. There are people that are dancing in front of you and the people behind the curtain that are pulling the strings. The 26th Ward is a ward that, as I looked at the numbers from the senatorial race from this summer, you remember when Yaphet El-Amin, Amber Boykins, and Jeff Smith ran that race. Jeff Smith inserted himself, and Jeff Smith with no political experience, had never been in office before. Jeff Smith, the progressive, who was so progressive that he said, "I'm so progressive, you don't even need black people anymore. I'll just take the job. I'm progressive enough for all black people. We don't need any black people." So he went after the job. Did the math. Two black people running will split the vote enough for me to go right up the middle and get the senatorial job, and he did. But understand that Jeff Smith's shameless ambition doesn't stop at the feet of the Senate. For the state of Missouri, the Missouri legislature, come on, come. Oh, hecky no, that's not enough to satiate the political agenda, appetite, craving of a Jeff Smith. Oh, no, no, no. He wants so much more. Word on the street is, of course, that he's coming for the first congressional district seat that is now being held by Lacey Clay, his father, Bill Clay, prior to that. Word on the street is that he is planning to purchase a home in the 26th ward. The numbers from the election, from the senatorial election, show that Jeff Smith got a number of votes in the 26th ward, all along that new area where they're building houses. He penetrated a teeny, teeny, teeny bit, enough for his ego to say, I've arrived. Let me now pave the path for myself, because where he lives on Alfred, down in South St. Louis, that's not in the first congressional district. He needs to move to the 26th ward in order to be in the first district and then to begin the plan to get the congressional seat of the first congressional district. I understand that. I see the strategy. So what does this have to do with H. Lee Willis? Well, you know, I've been told out there that H. Lee Willis worked very, very, very hard in the 26th ward for the campaign of Jeff Smith. What'd you say? That's right. Jeff Smith's worker was H. Lee Willis, who wants to be the alder person but has this tax problem and will most likely not be on the ballot this next time we speak. So he worked for Jeff Smith's campaign, helped deliver votes for Jeff Smith. Ask Harold Brown. Remember him? He was the operative that worked for Pat Daugherty. Hired by Jeff Smith, I guess. Promises made in the heat of the night aren't always kept, are they, baby? A word on the street is there were some promises that were not kept. So we have it, and okay, that's a little something something. I received an email from the campaign manager of H. Lee Willis. Oh, did I mention he was the campaign manager for Jeff Smith? I received an email from him because I asked him, is Jeff Smith involved in this campaign? He said he is not. But then explain to me, and you know, I don't know everything. I know lots, but I don't know everything. Explain to me, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if Jeff Smith was not involved in H. Lee Willis's campaign, please tell me why a senator was sitting at a ward meeting just a couple weeks back of the 26th ward, uninvited by Frank Williamson, who is the alderman of the 26th ward. What was Jeff Smith doing? Senators just don't drop in uninvited. They get the invitation from the alder person, make a big deal. I'm coming here, Senator, blah, blah, blah. He was there, interesting, and chatting it up with his former campaign manager, who is now the campaign manager of H. Lee Willis, who will soon, most likely, be taken off the ballot because he didn't pay his taxes like he's supposed to before you get on the ballot. And then there's this whole other thing of these arrests and then this probation and these charges that he's pled guilty to. Now, Jeff Smith also, it's been told to me, it's been reported to me, arranged for a fundraiser at the Atomic Dog, is it? Is that the name of it? The Atomic Dog, down there somewhere in Washington Avenue, for H. Lee Willis. There are those that dance, and then there are those that pull the strings of those who dance. And when I come back, I want to tie it all together now that you've heard the breaking story that H. Lee Willis probably will not be on the ballot because he signed up and he hadn't paid his taxes. And there are some other issues, criminal issues out here. He's on probation. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic as well as your weather forecast for the 7 o'clock hour. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight. Look for some delays. Eastbound 141 or eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason. You've got some delays there as well. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry through West Florissant. Look for traffic to be slow up in that area. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing from the gravel pit. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70. Look for slow traffic in the right lanes. Southbound 170 from 270 through Hanley. Look for some delays there as well. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB. That ramp is sluggish at this hour. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry through Big Bend. Look for some delays around the 44 interchange. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect some slowdowns mid-span. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. It's building. Westbound 270 from Canal Bridge through Chain of Rocks over on the east side. Look for some traffic to be building up around that area. And northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 255, 270. Look for some delays there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy throughout the day with a high in the lower 20s this evening. Partly cloudy, low around 10 for Friday. Mostly sunny, but a high will only be around the mid-30 mark for Friday evening. 40% chance of snow late in the evening with a low in the lower 30s. Then on Saturday, 40% chance of snow as well with a high in the mid-30s. Currently, we've got 8 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 8 with a wind chill of minus 3. So bundle up if you're headed outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. It's Eye on the Lou with Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you're balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost, no obligation. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
ConnectCare, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare,
we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Eye on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown. I'm flying solo here today. Irene J. Smith is not with us today. We're trying to bring you the additional information, though. Trying to do that. Look, we have a story out here that H. Lee Willis, Hawthorn Lee Willis, in order to file for the Aldermanic seat, he's running in the 26th ward. In order to file for that seat, you have to have paid your taxes. And if you are not, if you have not paid your taxes, then your name will be removed from the ballot. So the question is whether or not he has paid his taxes. It's been reported that the Board of Elections has contacted him and given him a certain amount of time to prove that he has paid his taxes. Now, my concern about this is not so much that the taxes have not been paid, if that is so. I have a sheet that says that apparently they are owed and have not been paid. We will see. Perhaps the check was not recorded or whatever. My concern is really, and if he's removed from the ballot for that, that's what the law says, and that's what should happen. But my concern is the relationship with Jeff Smith. Because Jeff Smith, while I've been told by H. Lee Willis's campaign manager, who is also the campaign manager for Jeff Smith, that there is Jeff Smith has nothing to do with this election. There is no, I have not, that from the latest financial report that has been filed, I have yet to be able to find a connection, a financial connection, but it has been reported that Jeff Smith has thrown a fundraiser, provided for a fundraiser, arranged a fundraiser for H. Lee Willis at the Atomic Dog, I believe it is. That Jeff Smith has shown up at ward meetings uninvited by the current alderman, Frank Williamson, and that one of the former people that worked for Jeff Smith, Harold Brown, has said that H. Lee Willis worked for Jeff Smith during the senatorial race when Jeff Smith was running for the Senate. And then we also know of Jeff Smith's raw ambitions is that state legislative job is not enough for him. He wants to be a congressperson and that he's planning to move to the 1st Congressional District in the 26th Ward in order to challenge the Congressman Clay for that congressional seat. Now, my concern, my observation, what is clear to me is the contempt that Jeff Smith has for people of African descent. The contempt was demonstrated initially with his insertion of his unqualified self into this race. And now look at what he believes is good enough for the community of African descent. That H. Lee Willis is good enough for black folks. This is what is good enough. I want people who represent our community to be pristine. I understand that some folks make mistakes. I do. I represented people accused of crimes. I represented mothers accused of neglect and abuse. I understand the human condition that people make mistakes and people can change. But what I resent is a white person outside of the community of African descent attempting to decide what is good enough for the community of African descent. This is good enough for y'all, because I'm trying to satisfy my political lust and raw, shameless ambition. And I'll knock over, drag through the mud. I will do anything to the community of African descent that needs to be done to get the gig I want. That is the mindset of a Jeff Smith. And that is foul beyond description. But it is consistent with the manner in which the fact that he ran in the Senate race, the fact that it took him so long to take a position on Donyell Smith. She was good enough for black folks, too. Pro-voucher, pro-charter school, anti-public schools. That was good enough for black folks, too. 1-877-920-WGNU. This is I on the Lou. Chuck.
Good morning, Liz Brown.
Good morning, Chuck.
Why are you striking thunder all the time? Listen, I have something that's eating away at me, and perhaps you have an answer to it.
All right.
I don't know what happened. This ballpark village vote. Hello?
Oh, okay. I thought that you were responding to. I thought that you told.
I wanted to get on Monday and I couldn't.
Okay.
And things like that.
Okay.
And I'm just.
I thought you were responding to this story.
Pardon me?
I thought that you told the Howard that you
respond to that. That, you know, is just ridiculous. But really, what has been eating it at me is this ballpark village.
Okay. It passed.
I know it. But 22-4, that's
it has.
What I'm running worried about. What happened?
I think I think the swiftness with which they moved with it, and I also think that the time that they had to deal with it, it rolled right through. It rolled right through. It should have never been brought up. It should have never been brought up. And Shrewsbury had the ability not to bring it up at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it was brought up anyway.
But the people, our people, I know we were quite concerned about that. Some of them that went along with the process.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Boyd went along with the process.
Troop?
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, I thought I saw on the Internet that the four people that voted no was...
Oh, yeah. So Troop did not go along with the process.
Oh, okay.
I said Jeffrey Boyd went along with it. Troop did not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Terry Kennedy did.
Right.
Jennifer Florida.
Right.
Bernice Joyce King, she didn't vote for it. And there's one other that I missed in there, but it does, just bothers me.
Yep. It's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But thanks, Chuck.
All right.
All right.
Right.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. This thing. In the 26th Ward is just unacceptable with H. Lee Willis being removed. Most likely, if he cannot provide proof that he paid his taxes in 2005 and 2006, he will be removed from the ballot. And being backed by, being supported by, being pushed by Jeff Smith indicates, demonstrates, tells us what's good enough for the community of African descent from the mind of Jeff Smith. It is consistent with the type of contempt that he has for our community. And this is a bigger story than simply a candidate that looks like he didn't follow the rules. We have a candidate that was given probation for passing the bad check and assault. And Lee Willis. Now, some folks want to talk about an arrest record, but I'm not trying to talk about an arrest record, because I've seen too many times where arrest records have been meaningless in the records of men of African descent. But we do know that he pled guilty to bad checks and assault. And this, for Jeff Smith, is good enough for the community of African descent. There are those that dance and those that pull the strings of those who dance. And Jeff Smith's consistent contempt for our community is despicable. More good stuff coming up at you on Eye on the Loo. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me. To the mall to visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing that you need to make your house a home, your home a palace, your life just so wonderful. Get on down to Sears. They have what you need. You need tools, you need tractors, you need treadmills. You need it, they got it. And they have wonderful customer service. Get your shop on, take your credit card, get some stuff done when you get on down to Sears, and tell them I told you to.
This is your Congressman, Lacey Clay, asking for your vote on March 6th to re-elect 26th Ward Alderman Frank Williamson. A vote for Williamson is a vote for continued progress, continued redevelopment, and safer neighborhoods. He is my choice and the right choice to continue leading the ward. Alderman Frank Williamson has earned the right to be your alderman for another 4 years. Vote to re-elect 26th Ward Alderman Frank Williamson on March 6th.
Paid for by Committee to Re-elect Frank Williamson, Thelma Williamson Treasurer.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal. Hey, St. Louis, this is Sir Sax inviting you to a show called the Gospel Skate Party every Friday night at 10 p.m. It's a program in which I bring you the best in Christian rap, righteous R&G, a taste of that holy hip-hop, etc., etc. It's heard right here on WGNU 920 on your AM dial. Don't forget, the Gospel Skate Party every Friday at 10 p.m. Get your skates on and skate with Sir Sax.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month, and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much stuff to talk about. And let me share a letter. Two letters, actually. A letter that I am unaware of a response to. Last week we talked about, off of the Lou. This is something that was brought up about the political eye in the St. Louis American attacking the Organization for Black Struggle and suggesting that this organization had endorsed Jim Shrewsbury as for re-election for the president of Board of Aldermen. Let me read the letter that was written to the St. Louis American. In the most recent political eye, the St. Louis American saw fit to engage in the kind of reckless journalism and scurrilous name-calling that it often accuses others of when they disagree with the paper or its publisher. With no documentation and no follow-up to confirm its story, the American reported that the Organization for Black Struggle, OBS, had endorsed Jim Shrewsbury in his re-election bid for the president of the Board of Aldermen. This is an absolute lie. On behalf of our members and many supporters, we demand a written and public apology for your malicious attack. To erroneously report on an endorsement is one thing. However, to use that as a basis to attack our history and credibility is quite another. The scandalous attack on the reputation of the Organization for Black Struggle was totally unfounded and, to use the American's own words, reactionary. There is only one half of sentence in the whole piece that was accurate, and that is that OBS began its existence as a radical revolutionary group. OBS has worked tirelessly in the interest of the African American community for 27 years. There are no backroom deals or under-the-table payoffs in our history. Our operations are transparent, and our integrity has endured the test of time. We have participated in the advancement of the black political power for many years, and in that process have endorsed many candidates. OBS has never, ever, 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 that those extra evers were mine, endorsed a white candidate over an African American candidate. This is more than can be said of the St. Louis American. Kalimu, Leadership Council, Organization for Black Struggle. This is a letter that was written to the American. I made some calls earlier this week to see if there had been a response to the letter. As of a day or so ago, there was no response from the letter. This letter was sent on February 7th in response to something that appeared in the American on in the American last Thursday. So we're still waiting for a response on that. I also have a copy of a new piece that has gone out from Jim Shrewsbury. His stuff is now hitting our mailboxes and our attention. And what is interesting to me, as I pull this piece out and take a look at it, it's one of those slick pieces. And I'm looking at this piece, and it has Pat Daugherty endorsing him, and it has Alderwoman Phyllis Young endorsing Shrewsbury. And then it says, Aldermanic President Jim Shrewsbury bringing St. Louis together to keep our children safe and secure. Now, this was sent to me, and I live in North St. Louis. So this is a North St. Louis piece. It shows Jim Shrewsbury, and these are, I gotta say, when you get this piece, take a look at it. It's a piece of Jim Shrewsbury in winter clothes with nothing but black children in winter clothes. Now, you know what that is, don't you? He had to rush and go find a picture. This is a recent picture. This is a recent picture. Jim Shrewsbury had to run out there and get a picture taken with some black kids really quick to put into this piece. And listen to how he's bringing St. Louis together. Passing tough new laws on real-looking toy guns and a daytime curfew for our children. So he looks at our children in terms of the possible crimes. That's how he views our children. Where was Jim Shrewsbury on the issue of, the failure of Slay's administration? and the loss of dozens of accreditation points. Where was Jim where was your Jim Shrewsbury then and now? This is a foul piece of literature that will soon be polluting your mailboxes. Will they be safe? Aldermatic President Jim Shrewsbury. Bringing St. Louis together. Ask yourself, if he's bringing St. Louis together, why did he cut funding for the prosecuting attorney's office? If he's bringing St. Louis together, why did he cut funding, try to cut funding for recreational centers? If he's bringing St. Louis together, why does he lock the front door to his office? If he's bringing St. Louis together, why did he refuse to say a prayer for Alderwoman Jennifer Florida when her child was going in the hospital for brain surgery? Look at the literature and have a giggle. Because Jim Shrewsbury is surrounded by African children in winter clothes, clearly a recent picture, and it's in front of a public school. So he ran down there to get some public school kids to take a picture of him, with him. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you don't think I'm telling the truth, look at the clothes that Jim Shrewsbury has on when he's taking pictures of these kids. Look at the clothes that he has on. You turn it over and you look at the endorsements that he has, a picture of he and former Senator Pat Daugherty, and he had a picture of Alderwoman Phyllis Young. He has the same outfit on, same winter clothes on. This is the same recent shot. He ran down to a St. Louis public school and said, go get me some black kids. I'm going to take my picture with him, and then let me go get my other pictures taken, and then we'll just put this piece out that that's a lie about what I do for this city. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Sam.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I was going to say something about Shrewsbury. If you notice, I mean, there's been a lot of sightings of him in North St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Recently at Martin Luther King and Garrison with the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's being rebuilt. They broke some ground. And I got a flyer over here one day, and it was from a bootleg senior, and he had a town hall meeting, and the guest speaker was, of course, Shrewsbury. And now I hear Shrewsbury's on the radio right now over in the, well, he might be talking from the telephone. I don't know, but he's talking to somebody in East St. Louis. On a particular station.
And I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about Jim Shrewsbury.
Okay.
He's being interviewed, and, you know, he's being asked about minority contracts and a certain other things in education and stuff, and I thought it was kind of odd. For all the things that he says, like, it's a great day when they brought the Annie Malone parade downtown,
mm-hmm.
I thought to myself, well, why don't they bring the Mardi Gras downtown? Since it's a nice day, you know, all of that economic money goes back into that area. So bring the Annie Malone parade back where it belongs.
Fact.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back in the next hour with Justice for Reggie with Jamala Rogers. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. For power, nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
the progress is healing the wound that's below, that's the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Cold enough for you? You probably wouldn't want to ask anyone in the Northeast that today. They're dealing with the leftovers from yesterday's major winter storm. Meteorologist Wayne Verno with the Weather Channel.
There'll be a lot of cold air coming in, so wind chills will be running well below zero across much of the mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
It kind of makes a nice, warm airline terminal sound inviting, unless you've been holed up in one for hours, which is the case for thousands of travelers from Washington to Boston. A JetBlue flight actually left the gate yesterday at New York's JFK Airport and then was left on the tarmac for up to 9 hours. One angry traveler says it's time for a passenger's bill of rights.
If there was legislation to say, you know, at some point, you know, 2 hours on the runway, do what you need to do. Get those people off the plane. Get them back inside at least where they can walk around and get food and regain their sanity.
JetBlue's offer the passengers refunds and free tickets. President Bush speaks about the war on terror today. All of it.
Overshadowed by the war in Iraq, Afghanistan has been slipping back into Taliban violence. NATO is complaining it doesn't have enough troops to hold the line. President Bush is devoting an entire hour to the U.S. mission in Afghanistan, where there are still 27,000 Americans in combat.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Anna Nicole Smith's mother, lawyer turned lover, and ex-boyfriend will all be back in court today.
It was acrimonious yesterday before the judge. Four lawyers representing the three parties involved, her companion Howard K. Stern, her ex-lover Larry Burkhead, and her mother, all saying they want custody of the body.
ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The announcement was a day ago, but Chrysler's plan to cut 13,000 jobs is still sending shockwaves through the Big Three. University of Maryland business professor Peter Morisi isn't surprised.
The only thing the Big Three should be manufacturing right now is a Hertz to ride through Chapter 11.
This is ABC News.
Top three reasons I'm knocking out a project this weekend. Number three, home improvement, just a fancy term for fun with power tools. Number two, my to-do list must not go to a second page. And number one, the Home Depot made me an offer I can't refuse.
Right now, enjoy special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot, you can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 219 in U.S. only. See store for details.
Running out of ink? Run into Office Depot. With over 500 ink, toner, and fax supplies guaranteed in-store and thousands more online, Office Depot has what you need at unbeatable prices. Save more by recycling empty ink and toner cartridges. When you think ink, let Office Depot lend you a hand. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot!
See store for details.
We didn't really go for the Susan B. Anthony dollar or the Sacagawea dollar, but the mint is still convinced we really want a 100-cent coin.
Millions of new gold-colored dollar coins go into circulation today. They'll bear the likeness of George Washington and will be followed by coins featuring all the U.S. presidents in order of their service. But U.S. Mint Director Ed Moy says they're not doing away with the trusty greenback paper dollar.
This isn't about replacing the dollar bill. This is about offering Americans a choice, you know, for the same denomination, $1, they'll have two forms of currency, a coin and a paper dollar.
U.S. Mint officials hope these new dollar coins will have a better faith than the Sacagawea and the Susan B. Anthony before it. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Lori and Craig Sager have been meeting for lunch at a McDonald's in Bismarck, North Dakota, for over a year. They put it off a day this week and got married there yesterday. Lori says she knows it may not be the most romantic place to some people, but she says it's where they fell in love. Good luck. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, war protesters were arrested at Russ Carnahan's office yesterday. Three women, including a Catholic nun, walked into the congressman's office and refused to leave even when it was time to close. The group members say they do not want Carnahan to vote for further funding for the war. Carnahan had made a speech on the House floor on Tuesday in which he said that escalating the war is the wrong direction for the country. Brentwood police officers took the group into custody and charged them with trespassing. Thousands of Chrysler workers may be losing their jobs. A cost-cutting plan was announced yesterday morning that included reducing shifts at the automaker's St. Louis plant. Under the plan, 11,000 production workers will be cut over the next 3 years, and 2,000 salaried jobs would be cut as well. The St. Louis South Assembly plant would lose one of its shifts in 2008. Finally this hour, it may look like winter in the St. Louis area, but spring is in the air for the Cardinals. Pitchers and catchers reported to spring training yesterday to kick off the 2007 season, and their first workout is set for today. Albert Pujols arrived in Jupiter, Florida early, as did a few other position players. The remaining players will report on Monday, with the first full squad workout scheduled for Tuesday. While defending their 2006 World Series championship is on the team's mind, they are also looking to iron out some pitching dilemmas as they head into 07. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryant-Meyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 55 from Arsenal through Gravois, look for an accident reported at Gravois, so use caution. Northbound 270 at Teslam Ferry in Big Bend, there's an accident that cleared that was south of 44, but you can expect stop-and-go traffic there. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for some slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB, look for some delays. Westbound 5570 from the 64 split into the Poplar Street Bridge, it is slow, but is still going well. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight, look for a slowdown there or two. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit in the landing is looking good. Westbound 64 from 25th onto the 5570 merge, look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road, that traffic's easing now. Southbound 170, it's 270, and Hanley, you can look for some traffic easing now as well. Westbound 270 from Old Hall's Ferry through West Florissant, look for some delays. And eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. You've got slow traffic, but it's starting to ease up this hour. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 20s. This evening, partly cloudy with a high in the around 10, or a low around 10, actually. For Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-30s. Friday evening, a 40% chance of snow late with a low in the lower 30s. And on Saturday, chance of snow, 40%, actually, with a high only in the mid-30s. Currently, we've got 9 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 8. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's minus 2. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. It's Justice for Reggie. That's on the way. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born.
one with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Revolution in the air, tell me, brother, how can you resist?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Justice for Reggie. This is Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. And Jamala, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I am outstanding. How
good.
Are you?
Good. I'm pretty good. A little troubled. And before we get into our guest and the rest of the hour, I did want to point out to listeners that Reggie needs our assistance. He apparently hurt his ankle over the weekend. We don't know if it's an Achilles tendon injury. We don't know whether it's a break, but he is unable to get medical treatment. And so what I'd like to do is ask people to call Potosi Correctional Center, and I'm putting correctional in quotes, and ask why has he not gotten x-rays and why he hasn't gotten adequate treatment. And that number is 573-438-6000. That's 573-438-6000. And actually, Liz, this is an escalation over the last few months of harassment. And sometimes it happens with inmates who are in the news. It's almost like the guards say, you think you all of that? We going to prove to you that you ain't all of that. It seems like just about the time when he gets all his violations intact and is able to get a food visit for the men, that's a big deal, because what it means is the families can bring in food and you get to sit down and have a meal with your loved ones. And that is really looked forward to by most of the inmates. Apparently, one of his brothers who had not visited him for a while reached his hand in a potato chip bag. That's a violation. And he was written up for that and thereby missing his food visit. So it's been those kinds of issues. And this is what we just see is a series of those kinds of harassment of Reggie. And so for today, we want to make sure that we find out what's going on. Minimally, there ought to be an x-ray, because from then you can tell, okay, if it's a break, we need to do this. If it's a sprain, if it's Achilles tendon, we may need to do surgery. But if no diagnosis is made, then you got pain and you got subsequent problems later on. So.
And when did this injury happen?
This happened Saturday.
And no medical attention?
No medical attention. They gave him crutches and said, deal with it.
Mm.
So we need to find out what's going on there. 573-438-6000 and to see.
And one more time slower, please.
573-438-6000. 6,000, and you're asking about medical treatment for Reginald Clemens.
And when we come back, we will be having a conversation. There's a film that's going to be coming to town that folks can see, Race to Execution. We're going to be talking to the Assistant Director of Education for the Missouri Historical Society, Alexandra Bell. She will be talking about this film, very important film, that's going to be brought to St. Louis. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
The Contemporary Art Museum will be holding a screening for the film Mardi Gras Made in China on Thursday, February 22nd at 6 p.m. Admission is free. This documentary premiered at Sundance and has won many awards. To find out more, call 314-535-0770 or visit contemporarystl.org. News to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Good day. This is Tumpay.
This is Balan Lane.
And this is Angel.
Together, we host Wonderful, a new talk show concerning relationships with God, family, and community. Please tune in every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Hear us there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month, and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. And Jamala, who do we have on the line waiting to come on?
We have Alexandra Bell, who is at the Historical Museum and has really sort of shepherded a series of topical issues by pretty much independent filmmakers, I do believe. And Alex, you can speak to that. But this one in particular, Race to Execution, by Rachel Lyon, is a pretty compelling piece that I'm not sure that I've seen one quite like this. I've had a chance to preview it because I am going to be the moderator. But Alex, you want to talk about where this comes from? We weren't able to get Rachel Lyon on, who is
And Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
So can you go ahead and just kind of give us a summary of Race to Execution, a film by Rachel Lyon?
Race execution is a look at the death penalty through the lens of race in terms of how the death penalty gets assigned and what the outcome is. With race execution as well, the overarching program is designed to make sure that people are not just informed, but that they're given specific ways to act. And so all of the screenings are tied with panel discussions and basically a forum for people to decide what their involvement in the issue should be.
And you've taken a look at this film, right?
Yes.
And what were some of the things that struck you as you were watching Race to Execution?
Particularly compelling is the outside view to me in terms of the families, the lens of the families, the lens of the media, the portrayal of crime, in the way that people believe that when guidelines are given that they're held to just across the board, that if a sentence has been given, that that's just, it's the law and it's the law in action and it's fair. And with this, really the human element is clear. People's perceptions, people's misconceptions, the judgments of individuals are very, very clear.
And so the film does this by tracking the lives of two inmates?
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about both of them? I mean, who are these men?
The men are Madison Hobley and Robert Caver. And with those two, they track the cases. And we see that the fates, the outcome of the cases, are really wrapped up in political decisions and other factors beyond just the scope of the details of their case.
And what I like about this, Alex, is the fact that combining it, to me, first of all, I love movies and I love watching them and I love documentaries, but combining a panel discussion with this really affords a wonderful opportunity for connection, for an additional connection to this film, doesn't it?
Oh, certainly. And the people featured in the Race Execution documentary as well provide a range of viewpoints, and we have everything from family members featured to journalists that were reported on it. We have also lawyers. So you get to see the issue from all of the levels of involvement. And the panel discussion will allow for people to hear firsthand, but also for the audience to ask questions and really entrench themselves in the issue in the way that just watching news reports wouldn't allow them to.
And in addition, we will have groups who are active around capital punishment there with their literature, and people can talk directly to them to see how they can get involved. And for me, that was a piece that drew me to the project. I know that when I watched it, the thing that was so striking was when they talked to the white victim family, and then they would get a response to a specific question, and then it would go to the black family, quote, perpetrator. The views were so different around the same issue, and it just sort of struck me that, you know, white people, and this is in the South, so you get a whole nother cultural context as well, that their view of the legal system and how it works for them versus how it works for black folks. I mean, you couldn't get a more striking comparison between the two, the way she keeps going from frame to frame. Same question, and the answers that's given makes you really realize that race is a compelling motive in not just the capital punishment, but the criminal justice system, period.
And, Alex, when is this film going to be shown at the History Museum, and what time?
This will be Thursday, February 22nd. At 7 p.m., and the documentary itself is 1 hour long, so that'll go until 8, and then we'll have a panel discussion that'll extend an hour out from that.
So a week from today.
Yes.
A week from today. And with the case of Madison Hobley, Madison was one of the men that was part of the exoneration by Governor Ryan in Illinois when they began to look at all of the cases. And in particular, they looked at Police Station 2, which was notorious for torture. And Madison talks about the torture in terms of being forced to confess. So it really is timely because we have the brothers, the ex-Panthers, who now that case 30 years later is about torture and those confessions. So, I mean, that strain is constant, you know, and it didn't go away in the 60s under the height of COINTELPRO, so it's still alive and well with us.
And, Alex, does it cost anything to come see this film?
It's free and open to the public, and we don't take reservations or anything. Just you're welcome. And also, I want to make sure that it's clear, ITVS, which is the founder of the promoter of the event, is also very, very held to the idea that it's open for all viewpoints. It's open for people who challenge the documentary as well as those who would support it. So we definitely want to make sure that people feel welcome. And I would believe, this is a personal statement, but I would believe that even those who might support the death penalty would still have a vested interest in seeing it dealt fairly.
And I'm glad that you raised that because that's exactly the way that I've been promoting it when I'm talking to other people who are anti-death penalty, is that you need to find a friend who's maybe not quite on the on either side, but has lots of questions, bring them. And even folks who say, yeah, I'm for the death penalty, bring them, because I think the film is so compelling that it really will generate some good discussion.
And it's always good to have a discussion around these types of issues. And, again, I love the idea of watching the film and having a panel discussion, an audience discussion after that. The film will be shown Thursday, February 22nd, a week from today, at 7 o'clock at the Lee Auditorium at the Missouri History Museum. That's Lindalyn DeBolivar. And Alex, is there a number that people can call for more information?
That'd be 361-8059.
361-8059.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Alex Bell, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about Race to Execution.
Thank you.
454-0400 is the phone number. Get up and get to me. Bob, you have a question or comment?
Oh, man, that was quick. I had to get to my speakerphone. How are you all doing this morning?
We're fine.
Oh, that's good, Ms. Rogers. Yeah, I was wondering, is there any way we can do something else about another number? When I called you this morning to check around you, here's what I got. I got shipped to three people, first of all, but I got to that third person. I asked him how Reggie was doing and how come he's not getting medical attention. They said, well, first of all, give me his ID number. I said, ID number? I said, ma'am, I don't have nothing. Can you give me something on Richard Clemens? Well, we don't have it. Well, I'll tell you what, you don't have that, you know? What seg is he in? Ma'am, I don't have that. Well, I'll tell you what, anyway, that's personal information. If you want to know how he's doing, you're going to have to write him, and then that's how you're going to find out. So that's what I got this morning.
Wow. But you see what kind of conditions, you know, folks have to deal with. So you have
you
to write.
I feel? It's just like the 1,200 strong. Still call. Don't let that be a deterrent.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, still call St. Louis, because this doesn't make any sense. And they're playing games already.
They're playing games, and you know they got a computer there with the number in there. His ID number is 990102. For
okay.
folks who are going to subsequently call, that's 990102. So now we're going to eliminate that reason, okay? And see what they say.
Reggie was arrested. I live... If you stayed in front of Reggie's house and walked straight across the street, the house next to him, that's where I lived at. So I know his mother, his dad, the preacher. I know the guy's real good. That's why he's really going through something. This guy didn't deserve this. I know him personally.
Oh.
I mean that.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Bob. Thank you
Thanks,
so much.
Thanks, Bob.
And in case you're wondering what we were talking about earlier today, Jamala, tell people about what's happened to Reggie and what we've asked people to do.
We have asked people to call to Potosi Center to ask why Reggie has not received any medical treatment from an injury that he sustained over the weekend. We don't know if it's a broken leg, a torn tendon, or anything, because they have not done x-rays. He really didn't even get pain medication, so pretty much they gave him crutches and said, deal with it. And so we're asking people to call 573-438-6000. And his Reggie's ID number is 990102, and ask why hasn't he gotten appropriate, you know, treatment for an injury. And if you have an injury like that, the first thing you have to do is do an x-ray.
And don't ask how Reggie's doing. Tell them that you want to know if he's received medical attention, appropriate medical attention. That's what the question is. And I'm looking forward to hear what you're being told by these folks, because it doesn't sound like what's happened is good down there based on that one call that we've gotten so far.
Right.
We'll be back. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Let's take a look at your traffic. Northbound 55 to 4500. South Broadway through 44. Look for an accident. Left lane is at the 44 interchange. Westbound 64 from 25th onto the 5570 merge. Look for slow traffic. Highway 40 eastbound from Spady through McKnight. You've got slow traffic. And westbound from McCausland through Hanley, you also have slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing this hour. Southbound 170 from Page through Olive. Look for road construction reduced to the roadways to two lanes. Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge is moving well. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect delays. Northbound 270 from Gravois through Big Bend. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through 270 is on the move. I-70 westbound from 270 through Hanley. Look for some delays. And westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry through West Florissant. You've got slowdowns going on there. And eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. Look for slow traffic as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Mostly cloudy, high in the lower 20s. This evening, partly cloudy, low around 10. Friday, mostly sunny, high in the mid-30s. Friday evening, 40% chance of snow late. Otherwise, low in the lower 30s. Then on Saturday, snow continues with a high only in the mid-30s. Currently, we've got 8 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 8 under partly cloudy skies. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's minus 2. So bundle up if you're headed out to the bus stop. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 9 o'clock hour. More with Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
For my business, I want a bank with ideas.
For my business, I want a bank with solutions.
That business bank is Heartland Bank, with innovative products and services and a knowledgeable staff to provide solutions.
I want a business bank that listens.
I want a business bank that responds.
That's Heartland, offering personal one-on-one attention with the responsiveness today's business world demands. Heartland means business. So call Heartland Bank today at 314-512-8888 to start your new business banking relationship. Heartland Bank is FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is your Congressman, Lacey Clay, asking for your vote on March 6th to re-elect 26th Ward Alderman Frank Williamson. A vote for Williamson is a vote for continued progress, continued redevelopment, and safer neighborhoods. He is my choice and the right choice to continue leading the ward. Alderman Frank Williamson has earned the right to be your alderman for another 4 years. Vote to re-elect 26th Ward Alderman Frank Williamson on March 6th.
Paid for by Committee to Re-elect Frank Williamson, Thelma Williamson Treasurer.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown, and I'm here, of course, with Jamala Rogers. And we are talking about Justice for Reggie, and we're also talking about, I do want to push this again, please come on out on Thursday. That's a week from today at 7 o'clock at the Lee Auditorium at the Missouri History Museum. That's Lindalyn DeBolivar. And there will be, you'll see the film, and then there will be a panel discussion after the program. And Jamala, you're going to be the moderator.
I will be the moderator.
Very good. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's Thursday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. Dee.
Good morning. Jamala?
Yes.
Okay, I called. I went about five people in regards to Reggie. And, you know, I wanted to know if he had received appropriate medical care.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, his case manager's name is Rick. He said, I believe he has. I said, no, has he? And then, you know, asked him several questions. Had he been examined by a medical doctor? Had he had x-rays regarding the injury on 210? And then he said, he put me on hold for about 5 minutes. Then he told me I would have to talk to the doctor, the medical director, who is Lisa Spain. I asked him if she was a doctor, and he didn't know, but he said she is the medical director of the facility. So from now on, let everybody else just jump to Lisa Spain.
Okay.
And he's on housing unit 6A.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good looking out. Thanks.
Al, good morning.
Yeah, I called, and he was busy, they told me. So what I did
Who was busy?
His case worker.
Okay.
And I told him, can I leave my name, and which I did. I left Al and my telephone number, which I doubted your call, but I'll call back tomorrow.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. But we see already in a short span of time they have found his name in the computer,
yes,
and
they have
found his
caseworker. They're sending people to his caseworker now, and now his caseworker sounds like he's going to be pushing people onto the medical director that the caseworker doesn't know is a doctor or not.
Right.
Isn't that wild?
And she probably isn't. She's probably of the ilk as Dr. Death. So that's the kind of people that work for that system because there's such total contempt for the inmates there that they are undeserving of people with true credentials. So thanks for calling. And Reggie, we really appreciate it. And I'm supposed to talk with him this afternoon to see if he's gotten anything. So we may make a difference today. So let's keep calling.
And let people know what they're calling for, people that have just joined us.
People who just joined us, Reggie hurt his ankle over the weekend, and there was no x-rays done. He pretty much was given crutches and told to deal with it. And we want to call 573-538-6000 and find out if Reggie has been given appropriate treatment, starting with has he received an X-ray. So we want to be as specific as we can. So,
and I just think that is it's so horrible that you would be given crutches and just said deal with it.
Yes.
You know, just deal with
it. And if you've ever had an injury, you know that if, for example, if there's a break in the bone, if you don't deal with it and it heals jagged, or you got to get that rebroken and then reset. So it has huge implications, notwithstanding arthritis in later years. So you really do have to be on top of this stuff. Now, if I was in there, I wouldn't want them doing surgery on me. But if he has a torn ligament, it is going to require surgery. But at this point, we don't even know what it is. We just know he's in pain. And I told him to keep it elevated. They didn't even give him ice. They refused to give him ice.
Jeez.
When it first happened. So that's how evil these people are.
Mm. And we have something coming up in Jefferson City.
Yeah, next week is going to be a full week for us that are trying to beat back the death penalty here in Missouri. There will be a lobby day, moratorium now, lobby day. And Liz and I were talking on the break about how black people and African people of African descent, both from Kansas City and St. Louis, but particularly from St. Louis, over the last 5 years, they have seen more of our presence and faces than they probably have in the last 30. And believe me, it's making a difference. When they see people up at that Capitol, and we have not felt very comfortable in going up there because we didn't quite know what to do, but we've been getting the skills and the confidence and the information we need to do the lobby. And so we've been going there. So when we go up on the 20th, there will be a bus that will be leaving at 7:30 a.m. Today is the deadline for letting us know. But if you don't know for sure but think you're interested, we still want you to call 652-3114 extension 24 and say, I'm interested in the bus. Put a question mark. I can get back with you by Friday, Saturday, or whatever, so we can get a count on the bus. But we have a 52-passenger. We'll be leaving from Central Reform Congregation. If you have a car, want to leave it in the parking lot, that's fine. And we will get to Jeff City. We'll have a workshop on how to lobby. We'll hear from Tom Sullivan, who we've had on the show, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
He will be there as the guest rally speaker. And then we'll be dispersed to start lobbying our legislators. So we want people to know who that is when they come.
And Jamala, for people that have never lobbied before, can you kind of just kind of give a lobby 101? Will people be told what they say? Will they have to go and speak to legislators by themselves? How does that work?
Well, what we'll do is most people probably will come with somebody, and so you will have somebody who probably has the same senator you have or the same state rep that you have, and you basically go there, and there'll be some talking points. We just won't send people blind, but, you know, hopefully people will use their own, you know, verbiage, their own words, their own passion to deliver the message, and that is that we want them to support the pending legislation. And this year there's three pieces. There's actually two for a moratorium and one for abolition. Now, generally, the abolition one does not go anywhere, but there's still some people who say, I don't want a moratorium. I don't want to study it. I know it's messed up. I want abolition. And so, you know, it's been both of those bills that have been introduced over the years. So, but we want them to hear from people that it's time now, based on all the stuff that we've been talking about on this show, about the fact that we have executed wrongfully Larry Griffin in 1995, the fact that we had Dr. Death, who's been given wrong dosages of the lethal injection drugs. I mean, there's a myriad of things. We've exonerated two people from death row here in Missouri. So we have the ammunition that we need to go there and say we need to be looking at this more closely.
And for people that want to, some people learn things from watching films, reading books, or just getting general information. And if you want to learn more about how the death penalty is implemented, come on out on Thursday, February 22nd at 7 o'clock to see a film by Rachel Lyon. This is a premiere of this showing. This movie, this documentary has not been shown in the city of St. Louis.
It's not been shown in the city of St. Louis, and we will have the chance to premiere it, and then next month it will be aired on PBS.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the first time this has been shown. It's free. It's entitled Race to Execution, next Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Lee Auditorium at the Missouri History Museum, Lindeland Bolivar. If you need more information, call 746-4599. That's 746-4599. And Jamala, you will be moderating the panel discussion that will follow the showing of the film Race to Execution.
Absolutely. And people, if they, you know, don't need the information to call, just come on over at 7 o'clock. The History Museum is located on Forest Park at Lindell and the Bolivar. There's parking on either side, so get there early because that parking generally is limited, and then you have to sort of park all around the History Museum. Last month they had a documentary that a young man did on the messed up lyrics in hip-hop, and it was standing room only. So that is an interest to young people. This is an interest to all people. And so we hope for people that will come out and see how they can get involved. And really, we had hoped that we could do it before the lobby day, but it just didn't happen that way. And so we should be fired up from lobby day when we go into Race to Execution.
Very good. We'll be back. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. Stay with us. I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Minister Rogers, host of Radio UFO. On my show, I've had some wonderful guests. I've had UFO investigator and coordinator of the 60th anniversary of the Roswell incident, Dennis Balthaser. I've had Sam Marantos, director of the Illinois Mutual UFO Network, and Felix Clairvoyant with the Raelium Movement, the scientific organization that was involved in the first human clone. Tune in every Friday and Saturday night at midnight and listen to more Radio UFO, Uncommon Facts and Observations on AM 920 WGNU.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. And Jamala, welcome back. I was just thinking as we were talking off the air that these are just really busy times. We have a lot of things, and I keep talking to folks about how special this year feels like it's going to be, that things are just really coming together.
It's coming together, Liz, and it's not by accident. It's not by happenstance. We really have been, as Frederick Douglass would say, we've been in the fields. We've mm-hmm. been, you know, turning up the soil and planting and weeding and that kind of thing. So I don't think it's the accident where we are now, and it's taken in some cases years for some people, maybe not as long for others, to really start to look at these issues in a different kind of way. So
and connect these issues and appreciate the fact of what individuals can do. I mean, and you and I were both talking about off the air the difference that it made that over 1,000 people showed up in that auditorium a couple of weeks back at Harris Stowe on the issue of our children.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm pretty sure they're still reeling from that.
They have to be, because we're still talking about it, and we're still reeling from it because of the power that was in that room from people gathering on the right side of the issue, people gathering on an important issue, and people understanding and appreciating the fact that their presence made a difference.
Their presence made a difference.
It
changed things. And when you said that that was not on the agenda,
mm-hmm.
people had to know that it was their actions that
and
made that difference.
Happen.
Now, do you think that that would not be on the agenda if there had not been 1,200 people in that auditorium?
If
I think not.
If there had been a couple of hundred people there, oh, it would have been on the agenda because it would have the news coverage for it. I mean, Channel 2 was meeting the bus of people going up to Jefferson City this morning.
Wow.
And the reason that they met the bus is because of what happened 2 weeks ago. Okay? People understand what, and so the story, as a result of 1,200 people showing up a couple of weeks ago, the story was told a different way.
Exactly. And I think the message that was overwhelming that they seem to have gotten, and let's hope that they have, and that is, we are asking that you not make a decision and let the election speak for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I'm hoping that's what's happened. I don't know if there's going to be another meeting of DESE after this one, but we know that if there's no decision made, that brings us closer to the elections.
Well, there are a couple of things, and I'm a little uncomfortable with the idea that letting the election be the determining factor. I think that that is one of the things that should be played out, but I also believe that they should follow protocol, irrespective of what happens in the election. They should follow protocol and give this district the time that they've given other districts to change something that happened in an unprecedented fast and quick way. You know, so I mean, for example, there's a letter that I received about what they're now saying. We're 1 point away from provisional accreditation. That 1 point, the DESE has said, we're not going to give you the results of whether you get the 1 point until February 28th. And that 1 point is about measuring the number of kids that graduated and went to college. Not graduated from college, but went to college. And DESE is now saying, in order for us to satisfy that 1 point, we have to go back 5 years. We have to provide the graduation flyers from those graduations. We have to provide the names. We have to provide the ages. We have to provide the race. We have to provide the names of the colleges that these kids went to. And mind you, the standard has always been providing the raw numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is sort of what happens when you are on the offense.
There
then the enemy changes
go.
The rules,
you
makes you jump through some additional hoops. And in the end, you both have to fight the new rules, but you also have to come up with the data to prove that you're on the right side and that your cause is righteous. So we just see that the rules are changing in front of our very eyes.
But they're changing because of what we're doing, the agitation that we're doing. And when you keep pressing on people that are doing wrong and they keep trying to change stuff, it starts to catch up with them because that silly change cannot stand because the DESE's got to prove that they've asked every district for that. And they're not going to be able to prove that they do it, so they're not going to be able to adhere to that.
Absolutely. The other thing I think about the feeling that that people are on the move for this year is that folks have been talking about these issues. I mean, when you get the kind of buzz from the community that it, you know, issues are being talked about in the barbershop, you know, they're being talked about in the grocery store while people are in line. I mean, you hearing the conversations,
right.
And so you know that it's going to a much broader audience, and I think that's the important thing, is to expand and grow the sort of activist movement that we've had here that's traditionally been small, overworked, stressed out. And now we have some new players, some fresh blood of people who say, wow, I didn't know that I could make that kind of difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, when I looked at the people who came to the, Harris Stowe, some of them were people that not been involved in anything,
mm-hmm.
but felt compelled to be there, compelled to speak. And even if they didn't speak, they wanted their bodies to speak for them.
There you go. And they also wanted to be part of this. They wanted to be part of what was taking place and part of this positive thing.
Absolutely.
And that's why it is so important that people take this other opportunity on February 20th to go to the state capitol to lobby for a moratorium. And that's been part of our educational process here on Justice for Reggie Thursday, trying to educate people and empower people with the reasons why we have come to this place of a moratorium now.
And it's been interesting because we talk about all the time connecting the dots. Now, with this moratorium, it seems like it's about the death penalty, but it's about so much more, because
right.
when we look at, for example, how did Reggie and his co-defendants get to death row?
Mm-hmm.
Was it not because they were beaten by police into confessions, as was, you know, Brother Hobley, who's on the race to execution, as were a number of people. And so when we start to talk about police and community control, local control, there's also going to be some legislation introduced by some of our legislators here about that issue. So we got to understand that these things are connected, and that, you know, when we go up there, we want to be able to connect the dots also for the legislators.
There you go. And that brings me back to thinking about what happened last Saturday with the police commission forum in the 27th Ward, that over 100 folks showed up on that Saturday morning to be part of that and to demand answers and make a stance on that issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then what the discussion that we had right after Jeremy Robinson's execution by the cop, the hundreds of people that showed up for that.
Yeah. I mean, people are being so inundated with injustices. I mean, you almost have no choice but to pick one up and really start to fight back. And it's just interesting, right off of that forum, the town hall meeting that was sponsored by Representative Connie Johnson, Fox 2 has been running this piece at night about what it takes to file a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor little man who works for the Center for Police Complaints has been arrested. He got his face punched in. So if he's a young white person coming to ask, how do you file a complaint at this police department, and he's getting this, you can imagine what a 21-year-old black male would get if he asked for a police complaint.
Absolutely.
To file a police complaint. So to me, it's really sort of different eyes are coming on the same issues that we've been talking about. And if people don't believe us,
mm-hmm.
and many of them don't, well, why would the police be so hostile just because you're asking for a complaint form? Now they actually see, because it's a hidden camera, and you get to hear the response, and you get to see the resistance to even asking for a complaint.
Absolutely. And again, it's all part of the educational process of this, and it takes time. It is as frustrating as it is to those of us that get it now and connect the dots now. It is an educational process.
And that's why we have to continue to talk to our neighbors, our club members, our church members, to make sure that everybody is at least getting the information, the right information, to make their own informed decisions.
And I would be remiss if we left without thanking our sponsors, Church of God in Christ, Bishop Ward. We thank you so much for your generosity and your financial support to continue to keep Justice for Reggie on the air.
And if people couldn't remember the number or don't think they had the, couldn't, you know, write it down, go to the Justice for Reggie website and find out how to get on the bus for the moratorium, and that is www.justiceforreggie.com.
And let me read the number off for those of you that don't have access to the Internet, 652-3114, 652-3114 for more information on how to get on the bus to Jefferson City for the moratorium now. Jamala Rogers, thank you so
much.
Thank
you, Liz.
And we'll be talking next week.
Next week.
And don't forget the movie Race to Execution. That will be Thursday, February 22nd at 7 o'clock at the Lee Auditorium at the Missouri History Museum. And that's Lyndall and DeBolivar. We'll be talking about that more, goodness, next week.
Yeah.
All
and,
right.
And thanks so much for all the people who've called to Potosi on Reggie's behalf.
Excellent for that. And I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
People who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. President Bush is about to make a speech in Washington. He'll be talking about the war on terror, all of it.
Combat in Afghanistan has intensified, Daria. Troop levels are at their highest ever, 27,000 Americans on the ground. The resurgent Taliban have threatened the stability of the Karzai government, and NATO has complained it doesn't have enough boots on the ground. In a speech just starting at a Washington think tank, President Bush is appealing for more firepower and political help to secure Afghanistan. Daria?
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. The snow is gone, but the cold still hanging in across much of the country, including New York, where ABC's Sam Champion is trying to keep warm.
Across the country today, freezing temperatures. Chicago will see a high of 8, Cleveland 14, only 26 in D.C., and highs of 24 both in New York and Boston.
Thousands of travelers are holed up in airline terminals, their flights delayed or canceled. One JetBlue plane left the gate, but it didn't get much further.
They thought they were going to Cancun. Instead, they were trapped on the tarmac. Toilets and tempers overflowed. Helpless passengers emailed photos and called ABC News from the plane.
I can see some serious desperation in people's eyes.
And incredibly, this was just one of many nightmare delays. 9 hours for a flight to Phoenix, nearly 11 hours for passengers en route to Aruba.
ABC's David Muir at New York's JFK Airport. They'll all be back in court today. Anna Nicole Smith's mother, her lawyer-turned-life partner, and her ex-boyfriend, they're all trying to take control of the reality TV star's decomposing corpse. The ex-boyfriend wants Smith's remains for a DNA test to prove he is the father of Smith's infant daughter. The unemployment lines were a little longer last week, jumping by 44,000 claims. That's the biggest increase in almost 17 months. ABC News Money Scope, the Dow is up 19 points in early going, and the NASDAQ is ahead 2 points. This is ABC News.
Top three reasons I'm knocking out a project this weekend. Number three. Home improvement? Just a fancy term for fun with power tools. Number two, my to-do list must not go to a second page. And number one, the Home Depot made me an offer I can't refuse.
Right now, enjoy special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid for 2/19 in U.S. only. See store for details.
Whoa,
Running out of ink? Run into Office Depot. With over 500 ink, toner, and fax supplies guaranteed in-store and thousands more online, Office Depot has what you need at unbeatable prices. Save more by recycling empty ink and toner cartridges. When you think ink, let Office Depot lend you a hand. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot!
See store for details.
She was born a coal miner's daughter, but now it's Dr. Loretta Lynn. Thank you very much. Here's ABC's Dave Schreiber.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter.
Country star Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter, is set to get an honorary doctorate of music from Boston's Berklee College of Music when she performs at the Grand Ole Opry on March 17th. The honor puts Lynn on a list of recording artists that includes Duke Ellington, Tony Bennett, Aretha Franklin, Quincy Jones, B.B. King, Bonnie Raitt, and Sting. In giving her the honor, Berklee President Roger Brown said Loretta Lynn's songs squarely address real-life situations that many women face. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
You might think twice before you have lunch at your desk after you read this or hear this, as the case may be. Researchers at the University of Arizona swabbed a couple hundred workplaces coast to coast, and they found that most of them had more bacteria than a public restroom. And guys, pat yourselves on the back. Yours tended to have fewer germs than we women's desks. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bransmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, hundreds of St. Louis public school students were left stranded yesterday morning. Many Laidlaw bus drivers didn't go to work after media reports said that the city schools would be closed. After the communications breakdown, the bus company is asking the drivers to call ahead to see if school is in session. The company sent rescue drivers to pick up the stranded students. The students will not receive tardy slips, and none of the drivers will be reprimanded. The extradition of a DePere murder suspect could take up to 3 months. 30-year-old Derek Luster was arrested on Friday in Austin, Texas. He is charged with second-degree murder and armed criminal action in the shooting of 57-year-old Joyce Bellrose in 2000. Luster will reportedly be extradited to the St. Louis area in 30 to 90 days. Finally this hour, rookie David Bax had his first two-goal game in the NHL last night as the Blues defeated the Blue Jackets 4-2 in Columbus. Bill Guerin and Dallas Drake also scored, and Manny Legacy stopped 20 shots as St. Louis improved to 11-11-6 on the road. Rick Nash and Alexander Svitov lit the lamp for Columbus in the losing effort. The Blue Jackets have lost 5 of their last 6 games. The No continue their road trip tonight in Nashville against the Predators. Game time is 7 o'clock. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and your weather for this 9 o'clock hour. Northbound 55 from 4500 Broadway to 44. Look for that accident. It's been cleared. That's at the 44 interchange. Slow traffic due to that accident. Westbound 70 between Salisbury and Grand. Look for an accident cleared at Grand. Traffic's easing. Northbound 270 at Gravelway and Big Bend. Look for traffic easing around a 44 interchange. 64 eastbound from Maryville Center through 270. Look for slowdowns there, but everything looks good. Eastbound 40 from Clayton Worsham through McKnight is on the move. Westbound 5570 from Tudor through Poplar Street Bridge is on the move. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's looking good into Laclede's Landing. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge is moving well. Westbound 40 from McCausland through Hanley is on the move. Southbound 170 from 270 through Hanley is moving well. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry through West Florida is on the move. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79 is looking good. And southbound 170, look for delays as you roll into two lanes from Page through Olive due to road construction. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Mostly cloudy, high in the lower 20s today. This evening, partly cloudy, low around 10. For Friday, mostly sunny, high only in the mid-30s. Friday evening, 40% chance of snow, low in the lower 30s. And then Saturday, pretty much the same, 40% chance of snow with a high only in the mid-30s. Currently, we've got 8 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 8. Under partly cloudy skies, And our current temperature with the wind chill is -3. So bundle up if you're headed outside. It's cold out there. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. Get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Australian Prime Minister John Howard said that the candidacy of Barack Obama will, quote, encourage those who wanted completely to destabilize and destroy Iraq, create chaos and victory for terrorists to hang on and hope for an Obama victory. If I was, and this is what the Prime Minister of Australia said, if I was running Al-Qaeda in Iraq, I would put a circle around March 2008 and pray as many times possible, not only for a victory for Obama, but also for the Democrats. So you got to ask yourself the question, why did Australian Prime Minister John Howard single out Barack Obama. Now, it must be said that Howard is a big believer in the Iraq War. Howard is so supportive of the Bush administration that he is ready to attack anybody that attacks the president? No, actually, that's not what it is. Because the Prime Minister of Australia said he did not intend to generally criticize American Democrats. Rather, he was specifically attacking Obama. Because I thought that what he has said was wrong. Now, what Obama has said, John Kerry has said, Ted Kennedy has said, Jimmy Carter has said, all of them have criticized the Iraq war. Why would the Prime Minister of Australia single out Barack Obama? Are we going to talk about racism in Australia? That's what's going to be so interesting about this race of Barack Obama. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. We have much more to talk about.
Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
This is your Congressman, Lacey Clay, asking for your vote on March 6th to re-elect 26th Ward Alderman Frank Williamson. A vote for Williamson is a vote for continued progress, continued redevelopment, and safer neighborhoods. He is my choice and the right choice to continue leading the ward. Alderman Frank Williamson has earned the right to be your alderman for another 4 years. Vote to re-elect 26th Ward Alderman Frank Williamson on March 6th.
Paid for by Committee to Re-elect Frank Williamson, Thelma Williamson Treasurer.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by. Drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. The Australian Prime Minister, John Howard, said that the terrorists would have a victory with an Obama victory. I believe this has to do with race. I believe that this has to do with race. And what's fascinating is this issue, what the Prime Minister has said about Barack Obama, has consumed members of the Australian Parliament. Remember last year that I reported on racial violence that erupted in Sydney last year. It was in the fall sometime when white folks were running around pummeling people based on their race and ethnic origin. Howard, the Prime Minister of Australia, after that story was reported, he dismissed the concerns about dismissed those attacks as racist, despite the reports that they had been provoked by neo-Nazis who targeted immigrants and people of color. And Howard said, every country has incidents that don't play well overseas. Ouch. Ouch. Car phone.
Hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, Lynn?
Yes.
This is Baba Two.
Yes, Baba Two.
I just got a call from Donna Jones up in Jeff City.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know if you were aware, but she said Jesse just voted to take over the St. Louis public schools.
What?
Yep. Jesse just ignored democracy and has proceeded to vote to take over the St. Louis public schools. It's a sad day in the history of the world, but especially here in St. Louis.
What?
Yes, ma'am. They voted to take us over.
So take us over with the three-panel board or take us over, period?
The three-panel board is what I'm understanding at this point. But you might want to give her a call.
Okay.
Or I'll give her a
no,
call.
No, tell her to call me.
I ask her to just call in.
Yes, okay. Of course.
Do.
Okay.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 oh, my God, much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. I called yesterday, and I was saying people south of Delmar had better get busy because I was just reading in AARP how they're talking about cutting people's pensions, and the folk down there who don't look like me, who are not fighting to keep this school board, they're going to find out that they can get hurt. Their pension can be cut because the folk who want to take over want the pension.
Well, apparently,
did you
just hear what was reported?
I just heard him. That's the reason why I called you, because I just had a sleep study done, so I couldn't go this morning. I just got home from the sleep study, and I wanted you to know that those folk who live south of Del Mar better get busy because they better do something, because AARP's magazine's talking about how pensions are being cut.
All right.
So
thanks.
They are affected. It's not just me.
Thanks.
It's
for
people who look like them.
Thanks.
Thank
for
you.
Your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call, Pat.
Hello.
Yes, Pat.
I'm glad the school board took it. I'm glad the state took it over.
Why?
Because.
Because what?
Since 1980, the public schools have been terrible.
Since 1980, and what do you mean by that?
Since busing started.
Since busing the kids out of St. Louis public schools?
Yes.
Okay, and it's been terrible in what respect, Pat?
Okay, well, first of all, you have a kid, both north and south, it doesn't matter, both north and south that live a half a block away from their school. That they can't walk to school.
Who made the decision of busing? Was it a state decision or was it a local decision?
I have no idea. It was
a state decision. So this, you're saying that the same place that made the mistake that you find most problematic
well,
is
I mean,
are now
the last
Wait a minute, but
since,
wait.
Since then, it's been the Board of Education.
Since, okay, how so has it been the Board of Education? If the state has sucked all of this money out of our district,
well,
and to pay for the busing that you say is the problem for the district, it is now the fault of the board because of the decision that the state made?
Okay, who did the state hand it over to?
What do you mean, hand what over to?
Okay, obviously, the state's trying to get back control of it, right?
Well, but the state screwed it up. I mean, if you're saying
who
the busing,
who did the state hand it off to, though?
The governor, which would be the state. The mayor, which would be the person that when he was in control of it, the district lost 26 accreditation points, and the president of the Board of Aldermen, who has been absent. So the state's decision is to hand it over to three people who have no history of fixing any school, in fact, making it worse. So how does that make
it worse, though?
Oh, I just told you how it can make. When it was put in the hands of Francis Slay, it lost 26 accreditation points. That's how you make it worse.
Okay, but that's fine, and I understand that. That's just been since it's been happening since busing
actually
started.
Actually no, it hasn't. Some of the wonderful things.
But why do you think that stuff would happen though?
But wait a minute, have you
on the bus that? Why do you think that they don't want to go to school?
Wait a minute.
They have to get the bus on 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wait a minute.
When their school's a half a block away.
You're drawing conclusions without attaching them to any kind of specifics out here that proves your conclusion. You're making an analogy that kids don't want to go to school because the buses take them out of school. I know of no study that draws such a claim. That's a theory. That's a theory on your part. I understand.
Well, I'm a product of it.
You're a product of what?
The public schools. I was in public school.
So was
when
I.
It
so
started.
Am I. So am I. I'm a product of public schools too.
And I'm doing this great. And I was mad as heck. I used to walk to school.
And now
I got to go to Enright Middle School, up on Union or whatever. And I live a half a block away from school.
And you dropped out of school because of that?
Oh, no. Did
you graduate from school?
Not from public school.
Okay. But lots of kids graduated from city public schools. And lots of kids are doing great as a result of graduating from city public schools. The issue here with what is happening in the St. Louis public schools, it is absolutely not about what makes our school better. This is a political decision that is based entirely upon getting at the money of the city and the St. Louis public schools. This is a political discussion, not a discussion about how do you educate kids better. And how do I know that? Because the decision to put the schools back into the hands of people that have screwed the district up is proof of that. What logical, sane person would say, let Francis Slay control the district again after the school district lost 26 points? That's not a logical decision. That's a political decision. What person would say, put the school districts in the hands of Matt Blunt, the same man who gutted Medicaid and said that nobody wants to live in the city of St. Louis anyway, and someone that has no experience in education. That is not a logical decision designed to fix the challenges that face the city of St. Louis public schools. That's not that. It is a political decision. So none of us should be willing to wrap our arms around this decision that's coming down from the state, because it's not about fixing our district. It's about getting at the money of it. And anybody that is truly concerned about the challenges that confront the city of St. Louis should be extremely upset about what has just happened, because this will not fix the St. Louis public schools, and logic says that so.
Well, I know. I mean, there's going to be arguments both ways.
No, there are always arguments both ways, but sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong.
Better. I just think it's going to be
better.
But
based on
that's
what?
My opinion.
Based on what? You've agreed with me that, well, Francis.
Francis,
doesn't make any sense to put it in the hands of Francis Slay. You've agreed with me it doesn't make any sense to put it in the hands of Matt Blunt. So how could you think it's going to get better logically? That's illogical.
None of them guys are around back then, though.
They've been around right now. We've seen seeing what they're doing right now. It's right in front of us. How is it logical for you to say that I know that Francis Slay has screwed this up before. I know that Matt Blunt will screw this up, but I think this is going to fix it. Come on. That's illogical. That flies in the face of logic. Didn't you learn that? Beg your pardon?
Is it a three-person panel?
If two out of the three are bad, what difference does it make what the third one does? But if it takes two votes to pass something and two of the...
Who's going to be on the panel?
The same... Francis Slay wasn't on the school board. He appointed the people on that ran as the slate that ran the school board. We already know what Francis Slay's appointments have done.
I know.
Well, then if we know that, then how can we say it's going to be better?
Well, I'm just talking about the history of it.
But you're not making the connection between history and reality. Don't stop at history.
It'd be a long conversation. So thanks for your comment. Thanks for hearing me.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I heard Veronica O'Brien on another radio station over the weekend, and I can see why the school board's in the shape it's in. I mean, the woman was illogical, irrational, and, you know, it just didn't make a lot of sense, the stuff that she was talking about, saying that she trained, the superintendent, Craig Williams, needed to be trained. And then when they asked her about the type of terminology used when she say trained, she said she was an animal trainer. Maybe she ought to get out of habit of. She got some horses that she trained. Maybe she got to get out of habit of using that type of terminology. I mean, it just words like that that really makes you wonder, how did this woman ascend to that position?
Because Francis Slay appointed her.
Well, I tell you what, if Francis Slay is appointing people like that, no wonder why the school board's in the shape it's in.
Francis Slay appointed Ben Shamo. Francis Slay appointed Bob Archibald. Francis Slay appointed Ron Jackson. Francis Slay appointed Darnetta Klingstell. We don't have to wonder.
And if track record is like that, then obviously we need to go on a different direction. You know, my concern is the number of votes that these board officials are receiving to get an office, 400 to 500 votes to run a $100 million.
Four and five hundred. Who gets 400 to 500 votes to run a district? These people have gotten thousands of votes. What are you talking about?
How many votes did Bronco O'Brien get?
About 5,000-7,000 votes.
You got 5,000 or 6,000.
Yeah, ain't nobody getting in the school board with 500 votes.
Well, I'm hoping they're not.
You just said that if people are getting in here with 500, they're not getting. Nuh-uh. More people voted in the school board election than voted in Francis Slay's mayoral election.
Well, that's good, because I just hope we can get some people that have.
It makes no difference if there's going to be a state takeover. It makes no difference because they will have no control. Got to roll.
You're tuning in to Rasta Resolutions, the number one reggae program in America. King Silos, Rasta Resolutions comes your way every Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Also on the net, that's www.wgnu.net, Rasta Resolutions.
Remember that one? That was big in the 60s, back when gas was like 30 cents a gallon, a house 22 grand, cigarettes a quarter a pack. But the packs came with a warning from the U.S. Surgeon General. Cigarette smoking causes lung cancer. Hey, it proved to be right. Music's changed, and so have prices. Gas is almost $3 a gallon. A decent house costs a quarter of a million, and a pack of cigarettes is about $5. But now, there's another cancer warning from the U.S. Surgeon General. Radon causes lung cancer. And radon can cause lung cancer, whether you smoke or not. Radon is an invisible, odorless gas that seeps into your home from underground. The only way to know if you have high levels of radon in your home is to have your home tested. The U.S. Surgeon General recommends it. Radon problems can be fixed. To learn more, call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON. Or click on epa.gov/radon. From this station and the U.S. EPA.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap. weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I just heard a report that the state had taken over the St. Louis Public School District.
Yeah, it was just reported on my show a few minutes ago.
Yes, and then I heard the caller who's called in and said that he was glad of the takeover because of busing. Well, the state takeover, that's not going to change the busing issue, is it?
Well, in fact, if you read the recommendation from the three-person panel, they want more busing.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I heard on your show about this panel that wants to take over, or they already have taken over, there was one, it was three separate categories, and one was they had a panel that would just take over the finances. And I'm just wondering which panel they picked, since they had three separate categories for these panels.
What is, I haven't gotten my report yet. I'm expecting a couple of calls in just a minute here that this could not have been done without a decertification of the entire school district. The district was one point away from provisional accreditation. The DESE said that they weren't going to let the district know about whether they had reached that accreditation point until February 28th. There's nobody on the panel that is from the city of St. Louis making a decision about what should happen with the St. Louis School District, which is another just extraordinary thing. We've just gotten a report that the state has voted to take over the district and replace it with a school three-person board. I have not had that confirmed by one of the school board members or someone who was actually up in Jefferson City. I'm expecting that call very shortly.
Well, what happened about, I heard a report that there had to been some legislation that was supposed to, would have to be passed before they could.
Yes, that legislation has to be passed. I mean, that what I suspect will happen now, if this is true, what I suspect will happen is that there will be a myriad of lawsuits that are filed to put an injunction on this and stop this from happening.
And if this is true, Desi, they facts. I mean, they are blinded by the facts. I mean, they are totally ignored. The people, the public, because...
It's never been about the public for DESE. It's never been about children in St. Louis public schools. It has never been about what parents want. It's never been about what the citizens of the city of St. Louis want. It's been about giving the power to control the money to who mm-hmm. wants to control the money. And quite frankly, Kent King should lose his job. And I'm just amazed, given what his health challenges are, given the fact that he just had brain surgery because he had brain cancer, it's amazing to me that someone would continue to do wrong in light of the challenges that they're fighting in this world that we're in right now, the medical challenges that he's fighting. I'm amazed by that.
And I'd like to say again, you know, my mantra is taxation without representation. And this is a glaring indication of it, because they have all the facts in the world to know that Barisol is doing an excellent job at the turnaround. She's only been there 6 months or less. And what she's had to try to correct, the wrongs that were done by this, I can't think of his name, it escapes me now, but the 3 years that these other board members have been in there, I don't know what to say now, but we'll have to wait and see if the report is true.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Well, good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
I'm outstanding.
I think instead of these, like, Slay and these cronies, Slay have a lot of animosity in him towards a lot of the political people. Now, it started, like, Sharon, when he took office, I know Sharon Tice would be the first one to go. I knew that. She's going to be the first. Now, with this school board thing, Slay angry. He's behind the takeover, simple reason. His boy Buford got kicked out, and one another, his cronies, got kicked out. And the takeover, the makeup of the color of the takeovers, who are, what color are they?
The makeup, all white males.
Now, that tells you right there that people, these people do not have your school, your little kids at heart. It only been a few years back, Ms. Brown, in this country, since that makeup started letting black people even be educated. When I was in school, they was giving us books with pages missing. That was about 50, few years ago. The white people are not going to solve the problem of our black community, people. You are not. And you know what I'm going to tell you? Freeman Bosley, Jr., he's another one that started this snowball rolling. When he appointed Francis Slay the president of the Board of Aldermen over Velma Bailey. I didn't like him then. I told Bosley at the car wash, I help put you in, and I'm going to help take you out. He started the mess. No. Slay had no business even being the president, the mayor of this city. Damn. Freeman Bosley started all this craziness by hugging up the white folks.
Thanks for your time.
And that's what's wrong here in this town. There's too many black people snuggling up to these white people with your votes, putting your trust in them because they do not have your little black kids at their interest. And this is something St. Louis political leaders, black leaders, going to have to learn.
Thanks for your call, Mac.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Hello, Ms. Brown.
Yes, Joe.
You know, after the... If they vote on that ballpark building, I called my alderman, Jeffrey Boyd, and I like to think I had something to do with him changing his vote, but I believe you reported that he voted along with the slaves on that ballpark, didn't he? I don't think that's
absolutely so. Absolutely he did.
With the final vote?
Yeah.
Well, he sure told me that he changed his vote because he said he listened to his constituents, and he changed his vote on the final vote, and he wasn't on board with it.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Don't forget, on Sunday, come on down to, oh my goodness, it's really going to be a discussion on Sunday. I'll be speaking at the Julia Davis Library as part of the Friends of Julia Davis's Black History Month presentation. I'll be speaking on St. Louis Public Schools and the reason why they are under attack. You need to be there Sunday at 2:30. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. If you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get up. Get to me. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, if you can visit WhiteRoseSociety.org, if you've missed an hour, go get your hour at WhiteRoseSociety.org. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs. Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047.
This is Pastor Ray Higgins of the African Village, and I want you to tune in on Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. because I have a message that will liberate you from the trap of spiritual and economic powerlessness. Brothers and sisters, the knowledge of the truth will make you free. So join me on Sunday at 7 a.m. right here on WGNU.
Do you feel confident about your money? If you're not sure, then join me, David Gaines, each Thursday morning from 11 to noon as we discuss the issues that affect your money on It's Your Money, presented by Heartland Bank. We'll have insightful guests discussing the topics that affect your money. That's Thursday mornings from 11 to noon for It's Your Money on 920 WGNU.
Securities offered through Securities America, Incorporated, member NASD, SIPC. David Gaines, representative, Heartland Bank and Securities America are unaffiliated. Securities have no bank guarantees and are not FDIC insured and may lose value.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
All right.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Betty.
Liz Brown.
Yes.
Guess what? I don't believe that gentleman because this is relatively early, you know, to know. And on another radio station down at the opposite end, they said that they're going to take the vote this afternoon. So do you
believe
that this is relatively early to know that?
I know the person that called, so I know that they're not
any. Really?
I know the person that called, so.
Oh, my God.
So, again, I am trying to confirm that I know the person that called.
Oh, okay, so. We were under the impression it was someone just, you know.
That's why you need to listen playing. To that's why you need to listen to my show.
Thanks, I was listening to your show.
I'm saying.
Call, then,
I'm
you know,
saying.
We start turning stations. I heard the man when he called.
Okay. And the fact of the matter is that I have not gotten it verified. But I know the person that called. And I know who he is.
You
so
do.
He would not be calling and saying something that's incorrect.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay.
All right.
Bye bye.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake up call.
Yeah. How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You know, where's Clay and Claire McCaskill on this issue? I read the paper that horrible Post Dispatch every day, and I just like to know. I was reading something about Clay. He just makes me sick. Because I think he wants to take over.
I don't think he gives a horse's patoot.
Yeah, what I read about it, it's suggesting that he wants it. And where's Claire McCaskill on this?
I asked her that on my show if she was for a state takeover, and she said no.
Has to be something she can do.
I imagine, you know what, I believe that there is something that everybody can do, and Lord knows that a senator should be able to weigh in on this
in some way. I mean, you know, if it was a gay issue, she would be down here. If it was a gay issue, they would be down here. This is a black issue.
Okay, wait a minute.
Black people.
What I said to you is, you asked the question of what her position is on it. I told you what her position is.
What is she doing about it? Because all this voting we did for her.
Well, look, the decision just came down. I don't know what anybody is doing on it right now. I can't speak to that. And I don't know what a U.S. senator can do about this. I would think that there is some form of weighing in on this issue to have some influence on it. I absolutely believe that is that. But I certainly have not seen evidence that if it was a gay issue that there would have been weighing in on this right now.
I have a specific about that.
Okay, give me a specific.
They seem to be more concerned. Barack Obama was on C-SPAN talking about civil rights.
Okay.
And all they were talking about was the civil rights of homosexuals.
Okay.
Now, I watch C-SPAN book notes. I read a few papers.
Okay.
I never hear them give a couch issue about black people and the discriminatory practices of this country on black people.
Wait a minute. You never heard any authors on book notes talking about that?
I use book notes because Claire McCaskill's never been on book notes. I've heard that on book notes.
Okay.
About racism.
Okay.
And the Palestinian problem, too.
Okay.
But Barack Obama was a civil rights lawyer.
No, he was a constitutional lawyer. He was a constitutional lawyer.
The Post-Dispatch said he was a civil rights lawyer.
And the Post-Dispatch is right how many times a day?
About none.
Okay.
All right, have a good day.
I just
think they're more concerned about black issues.
Well, with respect to the example that you gave, if they were on a national show talking about civil rights issues, then, oh, my God, you should have been talking about some black folks. Oh, my God, you should have been talking about.
But that's all, but, you know, I listen to Barack Obama all the time. I never hear him. I don't even know he's black.
Of course he's of African descent.
I know he is. I know he's black. I'm saying when he talks, audacity.
What, black people don't use the word audacity?
No, it's his whole conversation. You know, he doesn't talk about how we're getting fired at work.
Okay, then that's a
brutality. He doesn't talk about none of that.
Well, he's never held himself. People have given him the description of being about the issues of people of African descent. And in all fairness to Barack Obama, he has never held himself out as that. If you read what he says,
right,
if you listen to what he says, he's not holding himself out as that. And so, you know, just believe him when he's not about that. He's not about that.
Right. Okay.
All right. 187.
Okay. Believe what he says.
That's a fact. And what he does.
And how he acts.
That's
because he's a Republican. Have a good day.
1-877-920. No, he's a Democrat. But he's not a Democrat that advocates for issues that are about people of African descent. You're on the wake up call. Good morning.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
And I went to that forum last week, you know, at River Gardens. I mean, Northern High School. Last week.
Oh,
yes.
The one on the police.
Yes,
on the police.
I'm on a call commend Irene J. Smith. She held the chief and the rest of them feet to the fire when questions were asked from the audience.
Very
but
good.
I'm gonna tell you something. It was a nice turnout, but it could have been much more than that. It ain't nothing but just all sugar coated. They ain't gonna do nothing. It was very dull. The people like myself came was more exciting. The panel up there wasn't nothing. Captain Atkins and Captain Eisen, it was just like people just, I guess, like reading cue cards, stumbling. And it was very uncomfortable there while they was talking. But Mocha sat there and was going all around the way. And no one was mentioning the little boy, Jeremy, while we were sitting there. And I got there at 9:30.
Okay.
And I said through the whole thing, but Irene Smith, she had their feet to the fire. She did a wonderful job.
Excellent.
All right.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I was watching the presidential. Not nomination, but when Barack Obama this past weekend
announced that he is running for the presidency.
Right.
Okay.
And C-SPAN was doing their somewhat, I guess you would call it, a curriculum vitae on Obama.
Mm-hmm.
They also said that he was a civil rights attorney.
Okay. Then, but my understanding of it is that he was simply a constitutional lawyer.
I see, and maybe they got it wrong too.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know, but I if it's coming from the Post, I'm going to think about it again. And if that is true, if it is true that he was a civil rights attorney, it makes it even more problematic. It makes it even more problematic that he does not advocate for people of African descent as he should. It makes it even more problematic.
And maybe, Liz, he might have a growing process during this whole campaign because we're still a year out now.
You know what? If you're not fully formed at 40-something years old in respect to where you stand on the issues, I'm not going to look for you to grow during the campaign. I want you fully formed on your policies and on your beliefs. You need to, and especially as a person of African descent, you're going to be formed by the process? And you're already a person of African descent, and you're running for the presidency, and you're not fully formed on the issues as they pertain to African people, and I'm supposed to wait to see if you finish getting cooked after this election? No, ma'am. For me, no, ma'am. You need to be fully formed as a grown man over 40 years old on the issues as it pertains to your people if you're running for the presidency, especially if you've been a civil rights lawyer. You don't know yet? You hear me?
I hear you, and you make a lot of sense. But, again, I think we always have room for growth, Liz. We all do. No matter how old you get, you're never too old to learn.
There's a difference between I'm going to grow in my understanding of what the differences are in imminent domain, okay? There may be some growth in my, because I learned some more things that I didn't know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not born imminent domain.
Right.
I was born a woman of African descent. I have lived this life all of the decades that I have been on this earth. I'm an attorney. I am studied. I have read books. Barack Obama has read books and written books.
Right.
And on the issue of where he stands on the issue of something that he was born into, to say that I'm going to wait to see how he feels about that after the election, that's unacceptable to me. That is absolutely unacceptable. Tell me what you are, where you are right now. And if you don't know, don't ask me to wait, because I need to know right now. Because this is, I'm not waiting till election day. I'm not waiting till the debates. I'm waiting to hear right now where you stand. He put out a policy on his position on Iraq. Where your policy on black folks? You know more about Iraq. You've been black longer than you've been involved in Iraq.
Well, don't you think some of the issues that he's for would affect black people, such as health care?
Say my name. Don't ask me to fill in the blanks. If you got a plan, for Iraq,
uh-huh,
then you need to have a plan for black folks. And don't ask me to say, well, I know I'm in there somewhere. You dating somebody, you involved with a man, he not saying your name?
Well, Liz, when you say a plan, what do you mean?
I mean an agenda. What's the agenda for black people? You got an agenda for Iraq. What's your agenda for black people?
Wouldn't health care, education?
Don't ask me to fill my name in there.
Okay.
Say my name. Say my name. I want an agenda for people of African descent. If you
okay,
can have
you want
an agenda.
Him to actually come out and say that. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying, so I know where you stand on this issue. If you don't say it, how do I know how you feel about it? I'm supposed to fill in the blanks and say, well, you got a health care plan. I must be in there somewhere. No, ma'am. Say it. Say what your intentions are. Say what your plan is. Say what your agenda is.
But his children are black.
And?
His wife is black. He's black. How can he not be, Liz?
Because there are plenty of people that are black that
yeah,
do not
advocate.
Can you say Condoleezza Rice? Can you say Condoleezza Rice?
Yeah.
She
yeah,
was
I
shoe shopping when black people were dying in Katrina.
Yeah, but okay.
But think about what you just said and why you just said that.